Hey, this is Teo from The Morning Invasion. Listen, I know you're hearing this podcast and you are, number one, blown away, and number two, asking yourself, how can I get in on that Morning Invasion action? Well, all you have to do is shoot us an email, radio@star88.fm. We're going to hook it up. You're going to become the Morning Invasion podcast sponsor. Your name's going to be in lights. It's going to be all over the internet, and you will finally find a way to connect with those crazy millennials. Radio@star88.fm.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
If I could have your attention, please, I have an announcement to make.
Wake up!
I am not a morning person.
I need my coffee.
Who's ready for some Java?
In a world where morning shows are a dime a dozen, where nothing stands out and radio shows are completely and utterly without merit.
I'm ready.
TGI Thursday.
I am ready to be back on the air.
One show stands above them all because it is hosted by people not of this world.
Why don't you think there are more shows that have this diversity of view?
Because I speak in a robot voice.
Today is Thursday.
Let's do it.
Let's go. Cha-cha.
Let's go.
Good morning. How you doing?
Woo!
Yeah.
God.
Love you, Scott Sterling. It is 6:06.
I today have something, I'm sure, right? It's going to get to a certain temperature,
I think it's like,
and then that'll top
or
out.
Something.
That'll top out as the high. Yeah. We'll go with 64. Why not?
Well,
this app says
snowing.
60. It was cold this morning.
Yeah.
It's only 35 degrees right now.
Enjoy the cold. It'll be over before you know it. How's everybody doing out there?
Yo, yo, dog.
Yo, yo, dog.
Dude,
y'all pretty good.
Yahoo says it's only 57 today. So we'll go 60. That's the happy medium. That sucks. It's going to be cold again, guys.
Listen to that reverb on that snare.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're just in an empty room that's a thousand miles
away. Yo, yo, dog.
Welcome to the program, everybody. Dex, Steve-O, and Teo with the Morning Invasion. Doing this thing right here, Albuquerque, New Mexico. If you're listening around the world, we appreciate it. You should check in with us, studio@star88.fm. We love hearing where you're listening. Maybe you're listening somewhere on one of our translators in New Mexico. We have like 1,000 of them.
Yes, we do. 1,000 translators, 1,000 years old.
Yep.
There's 1,000 people in the studio.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we have an app, too. You can download right to your smartphones. Just search Star88FM. Download that puppy. Listen live right on your phone. Big show planned this morning, guys.
Well, it's the big show.
Big, big, big show this morning, of course, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour.
Did you catch up?
No.
I did.
Did you?
I'm really bummed that I didn't watch Monday's episode before our Jonathan Banks interview, because he had a huge part.
Oh. Why didn't I remember to watch that last night?
I don't, dude, you should have.
I watched Arrow instead.
What a dumb.
I know.
What a dumb.
Oh.
I'm caught up, so.
Yep, if you are a fan of Better Call Saul or Breaking Bad, or maybe you're just a fan of this guy right here, Patrick Fabian.
Dude.
He'll be joining us in the 9 o'clock
hour.
If
you're a fan of television, you're a fan of Patrick Fabian, because that guy's been in everything.
Can I get a hallelujah? Can I get a hallelujah and an amen?
Hallelujah.
You know, if you take two ripe bananas, you put them in a bowl, and you put some sugar, and you go ahead and bake it for 400, you can go ahead and pull it out and have yourself banana bread. Hallelujah!
Is this a deal breaker for you?
I see goodness and honesty when I look into your eyes.
Richard, you lying, cheating... Get your hands off my husband.
You're married and you were hitting on me?
Patrick. I'm conjoined. I'm not dead.
You know, Patrick, you play...
Patrick, you're a shady dude.
You are.
Oh, dude, just wait, because I got some trivia from some of the shows he's been on. In 24, he played a really shady dude.
Yeah.
As well.
Let me just throw this out there. If it was a hot and sunny day, and I needed to find some shade, I would just call up Patrick Fabian.
You're right, Tam. You are right.
Oh, don't get me started.
And it's all up to me how far I go.
Oh, oh, he did it! Oh, he wore his
game. He wore it! He wore it!
There it is.
Oh, no!
Adequately creepy. Can I have one?
So much.
t-shirt.
Today I'm standing at the edge of tomorrow.
Can I be weird for a second?
The future looks bright for
I would probably
me.
Actually have a Jesse.
Oh gosh. Who are you?
I don't know.
So is this creepy for me to wear this all the time because I'm 36 and I'm wearing a Kelly Kapowski t-shirt?
I don't know.
Do you have a thing for a like drug addicted all A no. students or something?
I'm just saying from that show because I always thought she was great.
She didn't appear in the college
if year. I could have a t-shirt like that, it actually wouldn't be from Saved by the Bell. Gonna be honest,
it would be from Beverly Hills 90210.
Yes it would.
Yes sir. Would it be her?
No,
her character was
no she
mean.
Shut up later.
She was mean.
Yeah, she shut yeah. up later. She's not the core. It'd probably be Kelly.
Everybody loved Kelly.
I loved Kelly.
Yeah. Kelly was everybody's
Kelly
from heartthrob.
Kelly was like the name of the pinnacle of femininity in
femininity.
The 80s.
It was good. Yeah, dude. It would be Kelly from
femininity.
I can't believe you're wearing your Kelly Kapowski t-shirt.
Now I want one.
Webcam, guys, which, by the way, is up and running today.
I made sure to wear a sweater so I could cover it after the show because I'm not going to walk around campus with a Kelly Kapowski t-shirt.
I think you should.
No. Too late, my friend.
I think you should. Here, I'm going to look up so I can... I'm going to get one.
Gosh, this makes me so happy.
And here's
Star88.fm for the webcam.
Here's the story behind this t-shirt. My daughter, Jaden, got this t-shirt for me. It was a couple years ago for my birthday, and I put it on, looked in the mirror, and said, I can't wear this. No way.
Now I've got another question for Patrick Fabian, because we got to know, what t-shirt would he be sporting? Dude's been in so many things. And you know what?
Oh my gosh, you know who else sported a similar shirt? Mr. Bieber.
Oh, he's not even old enough to know who Kelly Kapowski is.
You're in
is.
Good company, sir.
Which you and the Biebs.
I don't have that t-shirt.
I know you some of these. It's like, dang,
yeah.
Kelly.
Yeah.
I want this one.
Kelly Kapowski, of course, from Saved by the Bell. Patrick Fabian on the college years.
Yeah.
And that dude tried to steal her from Zach Morris.
Just a jerk.
Sure did.
Can I get a Rachel from Friends t-shirt?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That's fine.
We're going to wear these to work, and they're going to escort us off campus.
That's how we'll lose our job.
Excuse me, you're not allowed to admit that women are attractive. You're married. Don't forget that. Married equals miserable. Good luck.
Yeah, Saved by the Bell, for all of you out there that maybe, you know, didn't grow up in the time that we grew up.
Yeah.
I believe Hulu, maybe even Netflix has the complete season of Saved by the Bell, which you guys should go watch, because my kids even watched it and loved it. And they usually don't like that old stuff that I used to be into. So you need to watch it. Can you watch the college years somewhere? Did you find a place yesterday?
I think they're on Hulu.
Are they on Hulu?
Let me see.
Because I'd like to watch those again. Those were fun.
Well, it was only one season. It was very short-lived. I actually pulled up a lot of information about it because I want to ask Patrick Fabian about it. But the series was canceled after one season due to low ratings. It was up against, you know, some heavy hitters back in the 90s. It was up against Full House and the first half of Rescue 911, which, if you'll remember, Rescue 911 was hard to compete with. People tuned into that show because they wanted to see what was up. I'll never forget one time Rescue 911 said, what happens when the rescuers have to be rescued? And it was a story about these people in an ambulance, these paramedics, on the way to help out, and then they had a wreck. And so then somebody had to help them, and they had to figure out somebody to get to the original call, and it was like this crazy episode. And they made, whatever network that was on, they made a huge deal out of it. It was just like, what do you do when the rescuers have to be rescued? 911.
I miss the 80s and 90s. I
just found my 80s t-shirt, man. I found the one. Look at that t-shirt.
That's pretty cool.
Beverly Hills 90210. It even says Kelly on it. Look at that.
Good.
Like vintage
Battle
distress.
Of the Kellys.
You could rock that shirt.
Could we try to interview both of them and have Battle of the Kellys?
I don't know.
That would be legit.
Yeah.
Tell Patrick. Okay. Say, Lasky, we need you to call an ex-girlfriend.
Yep.
It's going to get awkward.
Wasn't he even on an episode of 90210?
Yeah.
So
he's been
got
on
the connections.
Everything.
Everything you can think of. Old Patrick Fabian. He'll be joining us in the 9 o'clock hour. Let's see. I have a new bit idea I want to throw down on the show this morning.
All right.
Pretty excited to do this. Because you never know how these bits will really really happen, because, you know, a lot of times you have these good ideas in your heads and then you're like, this is going to be awesome. And then it just turns out to be a complete fail on the radio. But coming up in the 7 o'clock hour.
Facebook roulette.
Okay. Facebook what? You want to explain that?
Let me hit it again.
Facebook roulette.
New ads?
What? Facebook roulette.
Roulette.
Oh.
I heard it.
Thank you.
I heard it.
Facebook roulette.
Oh, okay.
Facebook roulette is the name of the bit I want to try on the show this morning. It'll be fun. We'll probably get in trouble. It'll be great. We'll do that coming up at 7:30. Let's see. The top 10 things people want more of in their lives. What do you want more of in your lives? What do you want? You want more love? You want more likes on Facebook?
More time on video games.
More time on video games?
I don't have enough time in the world for that.
More time with your kids? We'll talk about the top 10 things people want more of in their lives. Some good news. A high school football player did something very heroic. We have to give him some props. And let's see. Oh, this guy. You know what? I'm going to talk about this right now because this is great. A lot of people filled out brackets for the NCAA basketball tournament. I did. I'm currently ranked 789,315th.
Good job.
In the bracket. Doing real well. There's a guy named James Kiki in Syracuse, New York.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know anything about basketball, but he decided to fill out a March Madness bracket on Yahoo. And going into the Final Four this weekend, he has the best bracket in the country. Here's the problem. He forgot to pick a champion. He has North Carolina and Villanova in the final game, but didn't pick either one to win. When you fill out your bracket, you at the very end, it gives you the option of, well, who's going to win, and then you can put the point spread. And I could see how somebody could, if they're not, if they've never done it before, how they would just pass that up. This guy, he's got the best bracket. Could probably win something really cool because it's a $50,000 grand prize, and the guy forgot to pick a champion.
Oh,
and
no.
Now he's not going to win.
Are you kidding?
Yeah,
me?
Yeah, he's not going to win $50,000 now because he didn't pick the champion.
How do you not pick the champion? Was he like, I'm just going to sit on it before I decide, and then he just forgot?
He just doesn't know much about it. Yeah, but there you go.
That's not good.
To pick a champion.
Come on. Come on, yeah. With it.
He has North Carolina and Villanova in the final game, which is amazing if you think about it, because there were so many upsets this year. There were some crazy upsets. So the fact that that guy just magically just happened to pick the right ones.
Yeah, that's pretty nuts.
Yeah. It's like a 1 in quadrillion chance of picking it perfect or something.
Quatrillion?
That's what I said. Quatrillion? What do you say?
That's good.
There's quadrillion and quintillion, right?
Quintillion. Thank you. Quintillion. Well, hopefully, maybe somebody, I don't know. Maybe does he still have a chance to win that thing even? I don't know. Maybe he still has a better bracket than everybody else. Maybe
I don't
still
know.
All right. What do you guys got coming up? We got some whiskeys coming up.
Yeah.
Whiskey Tango Florida, that is.
Are you kidding me? I'm excited. A lot of stuff happening, including some nerd talk today, because major change in Captain America this week in the comic books we got to talk about, because it changes everything, my friend.
Really?
It just straight changes the game, if you know what I'm saying.
Changes the game.
Really excited for Patrick Fabian. I've been working on trivia and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I'm still doing some research.
Well, we get to talk to him for so long. It's awesome.
Yeah.
He better be entertaining. I'll cut him off.
That's right, you will.
No, you won't.
I will. I'll wrap it up and say, Patrick, it was just great.
Boom, boom.
Great having you on the show.
Yeah.
That's the cue that we're wrapping things up.
Also want to talk a little bit about Adele today.
Oh, Adele.
She did something this week it wasn't even to raise awareness. Oddly enough, she was trying to go unseen, but by doing what she did, it actually in turn raised awareness for a very serious issue. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Also, Morgan Freeman has a brand new TV series starting this weekend. I wanted to talk a little bit about that as well.
Is he
really? It's a big one. Yeah, it's a big one.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Looks super interesting.
It's about God.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it seems very... I gotta be careful. It's just very interesting.
What channel is it on?
I think National Geographic,
70,000.
Right?
Is he a Christian?
I don't know. He definitely was born in Mississippi.
And you know what? If I could pick a voice that would be God's voice? It would be Morgan Freeman.
Well, that's because he's played the role of God.
Well, he's got a great
voice. He's been called the voice of God. But here's the deal. I'll tease a little bit.
Yeah,
he's
National Geographic.
He's got this new show. Essentially, the question is, who is God? It's called The Story of God with Morgan Freeman. And what happened was they were drawn to this project because they were at a church that had been a mosque. And on the walls were these Christian-based frescoes. So when they were out there, he said, hey, when this was a mosque, did you cover these Christian frescoes over? And this mosque out there said, no, Jesus is a part of Islamic religious tradition. And he said, what? And then got into this weird crossover thing, and it just got him thinking about how different cultures perceive God, the idea of God in general. So today we're going to talk a little bit about this new show. It's called The Story of God with Morgan Freeman. The big question is, you know, whether or not this will change how you think about Islam and Christianity. I hope not, but that's his plan.
Sounds cool. Hey, did you guys know giraffes pick their noses with their tongues?
Yes, I did know that.
Yep.
I tried multiple times.
Yep.
That doesn't work. Up there.
Well, big show planned this morning. 338-3700. If you want to check out my sweet Kelly Kapowski Saved by the Bell t-shirt, you can watch us right now live in the studio. Just go to star88.fm and just click the watch now. And check out what's happening in the studio. Check out the t-shirt. I'm going to be selling this t-shirt for $5 million after the show.
Okay.
I'll give it back to the church. How about that? We'll be back. Hang out with us. We're the Morning Invasion.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We'll be back right after these important messages.
We interrupt this broadcast for an important message. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
What's going on in the news today?
Singer campaigning with the vice president for a cause.
Lady Gaga and Vice President Joe Biden are teaming up again to raise awareness about sexual assault.
Until it happens to you.
Gaga and the vice president will hold a rally at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas on April 7th.
Ted Cruz is the GOP frontrunner in Wisconsin, according to a new poll.
Bernie Sanders has a 4-point edge over Hillary Clinton. She led by more than 50 points last October.
We're going to work for every vote in every part of this state, just like I did when I ran for the Senate.
Clinton setting her sights on New York, rallying at the Apollo Theater, while Sanders spent another day in Wisconsin.
Temporary delay in a sexual battery case against Bill Cosby.
632, hello.
High today of 60 degrees.
Ah!
Yeah.
You checked the roads at all this morning?
Hey, let me take a look at them all, boy.
I don't see anything crazy happening right now. It looks like just according to the old road construction we got everywhere. But you guys, be careful. Luckily, it's not snowing this morning like yesterday. But happy spring break, teenagers. That's your look at traffic.
Slow G. Going to put out a new Transformers movie.
Oh, God.
They're already making it.
Are they?
Yeah, Michael Bay is making part 5. It's got
Mark Wahlberg.
Is in it.
Hey, he wasn't bad. It is not his fault. Not his fault.
Dude,
I love
Mark Wahlberg. He was a breath of fresh air to me. I thought that was great. Was it smart?
Yeah. No.
That there's a another 7-hour movie.
There's another movie in theaters right now that's just like it.
Yep.
So if I'm going to accept that one, I'm going to accept Transformers Age of Extinction.
Yeah. Ugh, yeah. So bad.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show that loves the slow jam.
Slow it down.
And baby. The Wahlbergs.
The Wahlbergs.
Wahlbergers.
Did you say your wife is watching that?
Wahlbergers?
Wahlbergers?
Oh, full on.
Hey, bro, you don't talk about his wife, bro.
I've seen season one. And I was actually a pretty good little reality show.
So for those who don't know, there's a reality TV show called Wahlburgers. I grew up like a huge New Kids on the Block fan.
Then yeah, you should love this show.
Donnie.
Because Donnie and Mark Wahlberg and his mom and his brother. How many brothers do they have?
There's a lot of Wahlbergs.
It's cool because they focus around the chef brother. That's kind of who they focus.
Yeah, because he's a restaurant called the Wahlburgers. And called Wahlburgers. And I'll tell you what, man, watching that show, I'm like, there's a lot of great family element to it, you know? And then, of course, there's some stuff you're like, oh, my gosh. I watched an episode this last weekend, and they got to meet with the Pope. And I was just, like, cringing because they're Catholic. Yeah. And Mark is actually, like, practicing, like, full on, hey, I love Jesus Christ, but he's also in like Ted 2. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And so he straight up cracks this joke with the Pope saying, I just hope the good Lord has a sense of humor about some of the movies I've done. I believe he would, that he has that because he understands it's just comedy. And the Pope's face is not at all like, yeah, man. Like, it was just, oh, cringeworthy moment. That's cool. Like, you can see their heart, you know? Yeah. And it's a family thing. I like it.
Yeah, it's pretty good reality show.
I watch reality TV.
You just think, man, Mark Wahlberg is so busy.
Right.
How does he have time for anything? Because he writes a lot of a lot of shows and produces and acts.
Dude, but he's all about family. Like, when I was watching that episode, he was working on Ted 2 at the time, and he straight up was just pining for his cousin to get this role because he just wanted to do something nice for his cousin. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, extended family everywhere. It's just family, family, family first.
Well, the Entourage series, that was based off of him and his life. And
really?
And his brothers, yeah.
Never seen it.
Well, there you go. He's
Transformers!
More than meets the eye!
That's right.
Yeah, let's see here. Let's
do some news?
Yeah, let's check out what's happening around the world today.
Well, huh? Okay.
Let's
do that.
It's the news.
Speaking of around the world, police in Northwest Albuquerque have reopened the roads after a SWAT situation.
Oh no.
I didn't hear about this.
I heard it yesterday during traffic and then I never looked into it.
Okay. Police? Why won't this equipment? Police were in Northwest Albuquerque at the scene of a SWAT call-out on Wednesday. Officers were at 14th and Griegos in response to a person wanted for armed robbery. The subject was not complying with police, and there was heavy police presence in the area. Special investigators were surveying the area when Greg Niera barricaded himself in a home. That's when a perimeter was set up. He is suspected of bank robbery. He has numerous bank robbery charges. He has since been taken into custody. The perimeter was taken down, and the roads have been reopened.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Nobody got hurt?
Didn't say that anybody did.
Good.
In local hero news, maybe some Superman music. We need the Wonder Woman theme for this, honestly.
What?
There is a Wonder Woman theme.
There is?
Yeah.
I'll find it.
Former UFC bantamweight champion Holly Holm addressed local media in Albuquerque for the first time since her loss to Miesha Tate in UFC 196. She seemed very determined the entire time. Quote, "Yes, I am getting that title back soon. You just have to give me a chance," said UFC fighter Holly Holm. Holly is hurt from her loss, as anyone would be, but she also said that this is just a part of the fight game. You want to play that instead?
Yeah, dude. This is the Wonder Woman thing.
She has been in combat sports for a large portion of her life, and her experience has helped her mentally after losing her title. Quote, "I feel like knowing that I've gone through it and I've been able to avenge that loss that I had in boxing, it gives me the confidence that I know I can come back from something like this. I don't feel like I am quite as far as down as I could be kind of mentally," she says. So that's good. As of now, Holly is living in the gym. I hope they have a bathroom. And is just waiting for her chance to get back in the octagon. She hopes it's Miesha. I hope that I can get that rematch with Miesha right away. I think it's also on people's curiosity, or people are curious, to see how a second fight would go. But that's easy for me to say because I want my belt back.
Yeah, the rumor is it's going to be a Ronda Miesha 3. That'll be number 3 if they go at it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, it probably wasn't the smartest move for her to do this.
No. It's going to happen. She's going to get the belt back. It's a better story.
I hope so.
Check it out. She loses the belt to Miesha. Super unexpected. Miesha and Rousey go at it again. Rousey takes the belt back.
I hope not.
Home, Rousey 2. Holly Holm takes it back from Rousey. Then, unfortunately, we'll have about Holly Holm will have a bout between somebody. She'll win that one, retain the belt. Then we'll have Rousey Holm 3. Rousey will defeat Holly Holm.
Misha Tate.
And 3. This is years down the road. This is like, this is MCU 2020.
Misha Tate just came out and said that she believes that Ronda Rousey only probably has one or two fights left in her before she retires.
Yeah, she's really? Getting up there. Yeah. I would say there's more than that, but...
Yeah. She's not the only one, getting back to Holly Holm, that was told not to take a specific fight. Conor McGregor's own coach had tried to talk him out of a rematch with Nate Diaz, but it's looking like Conor McGregor Diaz, the rematch is going to happen.
Man, we love our sequels.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah. Well, apparently.
Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice, the current sequel out on the market, has reached $500 million just after 5 days in theaters. This is worldwide, not domestic. It's $193.3 million domestic. And the quote from Warner Brothers is, "We're so proud that Batman v Superman has become the must-see event film of the season for fans the world over. These incredible numbers are building momentum for not only this movie, but the upcoming slate of DC superhero films."
You guys have to be pumped about that, right?
I am somewhat pumped. Well, I would love it.
It has to hit the $800 or $900 million mark. Right?
I can't wait until a Superman movie comes out, like an actual Superman movie comes
actual
out.
Batman.
Can't
just
wait
Batman.
Till there's a. I can't wait till the Wonder Woman movie. Comes
I'm very
out.
Excited for Aquaman. To be honest, I was just reading an article about the director who made a promise to people who saw Batman v Superman, because you know that movie's 3 hours long and there's odd joke in it. You know, and he said the director James Wan said he cares deeply about making fun movies first. And with the character of Aquaman, he's already the butt of so many jokes that they want to have fun with that so that you enjoy the experience knowing this is a dude that talks to fish. You know what I mean? Like, how can we have fun with this?
Well, as you know, I'm not a comic book nerd.
I don't know
anything about that. But I remember when they announced Ant-Man, I went, Ant-Man? That is dumb, and that will never be cool. It is like my favorite movie.
Right,
it's
exactly.
amazing. So,
and you know why that is? Because they had fun with it. Because it wasn't super serious, and I'm Ant-Man, guys. Take me seriously. They acknowledged that, and it was fantastic. Of course, Paul Rudd is brilliant in everything he does. In my opinion. I love Paul Rudd.
I don't know how you can be funny with what's his face?
Aquaman?
Who plays Aquaman?
With Momoa?
He's not funny.
Well,
guy.
You know
he's
what though? Everybody thought that about Dave Bautista and as Drax.
Absolutely,
and he was one of the funniest, best parts of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Jason Momoa has been posting photos already from Justice League. He's amped, and he seems like a really fun guy. So I'm willing to bet it's going to be. I have Aquaman shoes, brah. Loves me some Aquaman.
It'll be good. Good morning.
Good morning, Jess.
Hey. What up, homie?
Hey, bud. Hey,
it's just so funny how you guys brought up the Wahlbergs, and then yesterday my wife started Blue Blood.
Blue Bloods, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, Donnie Wahlberg stars in it.
Alongside her boy Tom Selleck, greatest mustache.
Yeah, so it was kind of, well, I say he stars in it because they show him first in the beginning of the show, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, and then you guys are talking comics, and then because I don't listen to your station after 10.
Right.
Just, you know. Sorry, guys.
Why do you do
why
that?
Why do you apologize? I'm not on. I don't care.
Oh,
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Come on,
that's
wait.
Why.
I'm just kidding.
Come
I'm just
on.
Kidding.
Anyway, I was listening to another radio station. They were talking about something in May. They're going to reveal something about the Joker in the comic.
Yeah. And this
okay.
is a big...
So I don't know about comics either, but I know you guys do.
It's
so.
A big deal. Wait, you mean there are other radio stations that talk about comic books?
What? That is weird.
Wait, you mean to tell me that people care about comic
what?
Books?
What?
Well, yeah, and the funny thing is, it's a female DJ, and she was pumped about it. So
wait,
it
you can't say that girls don't like comics? That's not the demographic.
I literally can't believe anything you're saying because everybody around here completely disagrees with me.
I love you guys. Man.
I love you,
day.
Man.
I'll call
me
you guys
too.
Later,
see
man.
All right. Yeah. Go ahead. Nerd Talk, DC Comics did announce that they are going to reveal the identity of the Joker. His identity has never been revealed in the comic books. Ish. There have been like stories where they kind of, but allegedly in May, they're going to finally reveal his identity.
I don't think it's a good idea.
I think it's a terrible idea.
Go ahead, though. Whatever. Jet, the good news is the writer that's handling it is legit. So
yeah.
If anything,
He's the reason Aquaman's getting a movie, because he made Aquaman cool again. So.
We'll see. We'll see. The Joker and Batman are like, that's why that's popular. Mm. Everybody's like, the Joker? I love the Joker, because secretly on the inside, I'm a psycho too. So I'd love to know where he came from.
Hey, I got one more piece of nerd talk. Can we just, we'll just wrap it all up real quick?
Do it.
Steve Rogers, this last issue of Captain America, Sam Wilson, number 7, which actually hit yesterday.
Yesterday.
Thanks to Astro Zombies. Captain America, Sam Wilson, number 7. Steve Rogers regained his youthful self. He's been this really, really old guy in the comic books for a long time. But of course, considering the fact that his movie comes out in a month, they had to put him back to normal. Long time ago, a supervillain took away the super secret soldier serum in his blood, and he like shriveled up and became really old. And so Sam Wilson, the Falcon, is now Captain America. Uh-huh. But in the latest issue, they decided, hey, we got to retcon this bad boy. So Captain America, Steve Rogers, he made his glorious return with the young blonde flowing hair and blue eyes.
He looks great.
Fantastic. He seriously looked like this shrivelly old, I don't know, he kind of became the new Nick Fury.
Yeah.
And so I'm glad he's back to normal.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Curtis!
What's happening?
Nothing. Just chilling.
Nothing, buddy.
Just chilling.
Nerd talk. Man, when are they going to make the greatest comic book movie ever? Archie and Jughead. Come on.
Hey, pause. Curtis, there's a TV series coming out called Riverdale that is Archie.
Ooh!
Sweet.
Yeah.
Where's that?
I know you're calling in to make a joke, but they're filming
it right now.
It's called Riverdale.
Yep. Is that a Netflix thing?
I think it might be on the CW, so it's going to be super quality.
That's awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to Aquaman. Aquaman was always my favorite dude.
Really?
So, oh, yeah. I just dug Aquaman, I guess, because he could, like, talk to all the fish, you know? I mean, it was like, man, cool. That dude could swim super fast.
Oh, yeah. You should see him in Batman versus Superman.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, is he in it already?
Whoa. Cool. There may or may not be an Aquaman scene.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Huh?
Yeah. You'll lose your mind on that.
Yeah, you will.
Same,
my kids lost their minds, dude. Oh, my gosh. Yep.
Wow. Who's playing Aquaman?
Jason Momoa from Game of Thrones. Yeah.
What else is he in?
The little midget guy?
No. That's Peter Dinklage.
He actually had a really short lived.
I can't believe that guy beat out Jonathan Banks, man, for the best best supporting actor. I've heard Peter Dinklage is amazing, but Johnny Banks. Wow.
Johnny Banks for the win, man, for everything. He's just kind of the king of humanity.
Dude, I've listened to that interview twice again. It was just fantastic. Again, you guys did such a great job. That was so cool.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Curtis.
And excited for filming to begin. I'll make sure when he gets back here, I'll remind him that he promised to come in and hang out with you guys.
That'd be nice.
All right, guys. All right. See you, Curtis.
On my way to location. Have a great day.
See ya.
Curtis, the movie guy.
Oh, yeah.
Other news?
Yeah, I got tons of it, actually. I'm just over here getting distracted.
Just chilling.
A man was arrested after barging onto Third Eye Blind's tour bus.
No way!
Yeesh.
I wish you would come back off that bus, my friend.
An Atlanta man is no longer living a semi-charmed life. He was arrested Saturday after he attempted to board the tour bus of the apparently still active late 90s guitar pop group Third Eye Blind.
Hey!
Yes, they are still active.
Wow.
They put out a new record last year.
They put out the greatest record of all time.
Last
it's called
year?
Self-titled in the 90s. Oh. No, dude.
Kevin, who's 28 years old, which means he was about 3 when Third Eye Blind put out their first record, was drunk on songwriting and alcohol at Athens, Georgia Theater on Saturday.
Wow.
When he got it in his head, hey, I should just go get on their bus.
Oh, no.
Tell the band
these guys
how life-changing their performance was. But unfortunately, the critically underrated Stephen Jenkins-led ensemble was not in the mood to receive visitors. And tour manager Lucas McNeese was all, I wish you would step back from my face, my friend. That's in the article. And things escalated from there. The tour manager reportedly said, after the guy was told to leave the bus, that he stood outside yelling and cursing at the band. That sounds just like that. According to the report, he refused to leave. He got too close, and it turned into slaps and punches. The cops arrived a little after midnight to find a group of people pointing at this guy, whose polo shirt was ripped, saying he was the problem. So I guess he, that's how it's going to be. There are so many puns in this article, I can't even elaborate. Like, they're just hammering it. Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. Was he wounded? Yes, as were many. It burned so hot, it was like 1,000 Julys around there, despite it being only March. It was incredible.
Yeah.
He was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct, public intoxication, and liking Third Eye Blind, which is a criminal charge.
Hey, come on.
I love Third Eye Blind. I love him. Thank you, monkey. We got a clip here. A man was arrested after faking his own kidnapping and asking for $150 in ransom
money.
Read
more of the story.
A man was arrested in Richmond, is it Virginia, after police say he faked his own kidnapping and sent a ransom note to relatives. 20-year-old Austin Kaler told his family early Monday morning that he was being held hostage on Ballard Drive. He also told family members if they didn't pay $150...
What?
He would be killed.
$150?
That's right. 50? People are worth a lot of money nowadays.
$150.
Police say they conducted a covert operation and found Kaler at the home. Police say he tried to run away but was quickly arrested. According to his citation, he admitted to police he just wanted the money for drugs. Who saw that coming? He's already been bonded out of the detention center, but he's currently facing 4 charges, including falsely reporting an incident. We have a clip, right?
Yeah, and I just have to give a big shout-out to the news, because I love that they always find the best witnesses on the scene.
I mean, a joke's a joke, and but something like that ain't no joke. I mean, I just wouldn't, I wouldn't look at it to be something other you could sit and laugh about, because like stuff like that gets innocent people hurt, and kind of takes a lot of your freedom away from you.
Yeah, sure. Wow. I get it, buddy. A joke is a joke.
Joke's a joke.
Wouldn't
man.
Be a joke.
I mean, a joke's a joke, and but something
is
like that ain't no
Ernest?
Joke.
Is that Ernest? Is that Ernest P. Worrell?
Did they
dig him up
Ernest
and now he's
too.
Doing news reports?
Oh, man, Ernest.
Sorry. You didn't grow up here, so you probably don't know this. Ernest was the spokesperson for Blake's Lotteburger.
What?
Do you remember that growing up?
No.
You didn't grow up here either. He was the spokesperson for Lotteburger growing up. Huh. So all the Blake's Lotteburger commercials had Ernest in them.
Man.
And it was the,
that's
like as a kid,
cool.
Oh man, so not only do you have like Ernest Goes to Camp and all that, but on TV all the time, he was the I gotta find it.
You know, they say
Blake's Lotteburger.
They say
how
the
crazy
best,
is that?
The best trilogy of movies was Back to the Future. They say the best trilogy was the original Star Wars or the original Indiana Jones. But to me, the greatest trilogy, Ernest Goes to Camp, Ernest Saves Christmas, and Ernest Goes to Jail.
Ernest Goes to Jail, man.
All three. Ernest Saves Christmas was
so good.
That was so good.
Those movies were, me and my dad used to watch those movies all the time. A new study had people read emails with typos and grammatical errors, and they found that grammar Nazis who judge people for bad grammar were more likely to be judgmental jerks in other ways, too. Researchers had people read pre-written email responses to a roommate listing and rate each one based on whether or not they'd want to live with that person who wrote it. Some of the responses had typos and grammatical errors, and some didn't. The study also found that grammar Nazis tend to be more introverted, and that extroverts are less likely to be annoyed by bad grammar. They then had each person who rated them take a personality test. The ones who gave people lower ratings because of bad grammar were more likely to be judgmental and hard to deal with than people who just didn't care.
It makes sense.
It does make
sense. I totally agree with that.
Do you?
I do. I'm in agreement.
You're in agreement? Perfect. Do you want me to read this mean cat one?
Yeah, I put that in there for you.
I figured you did.
I don't know. If you want to, it's you know.
I don't think I'm going
to
read it. There's a lot of grammatical errors in it. What kind of idiot would write this article or at least repost it?
I might have. And I wrote it. I don't know. I mean, maybe I just copied and pasted it, but I know you love cats.
Dawn, if you're listening, cover Beans' ears and cover Panda's ears if you can find her. In conclusion, a spokesperson for Vet Plus, which carried out a research that concluded cat owners to be complete losers. The goal of the research was to understand the differences between dog and cat owners.
Sure.
And what drives each one to visit a vet. Looking at this research, it may well be because of the difference in lifestyle and relationships between the pet and its owner. Mm-hmm. So we're learning that cat owners are complete losers. This is a very obscure paragraph. It sounds like you just copied and pasted the last sentence.
I'm not saying I did that, but maybe I did do
from
that.
A study.
I kind of did that.
And now, what could be Dex's best joke ever. I'm going to read it. A spokescat for the International Association of Pet Cats was asked to comment on this research. The spokescat was finally located in the bathroom, drinking out of the toilet bowl and licking the bottom of the bathtub. It was unaware of the research, but did indicate an aversion to being compared to Claire Underwood. Who is Claire Underwood?
House of Cards, anyone? Yeah, House of Cards.
You definitely wrote this.
That's funny.
Is that funny?
That is funny
right
there.
Is that what funny is?
That's funny right there.
Is this what it feels like?
Yes, it's funny right there.
Okay.
Ow.
Here are three tips to take better pictures of your kids. Take them in the morning,
okay.
Especially with the younger kids, Steve-O.
Right.
Crouch down to their level, mm-hmm. or even sit on the floor if you need to. Mm-hmm. Be as playful and spontaneous as you can. That
can
way
you
it's,
stop?
It's fun.
Taking pictures, man.
Yeah, I know.
This is how you need to take a picture of Brody. Wake him up in the morning before you come to work at 4 or whatever, and then crouch down on the floor, and while he's crying, just be like, hey, buddy, let's smile for a picture. Smile, Brody, smile. And you'll get the best picture you possibly could of Brody.
Dude. Because
he'll
do.
Be happy.
Can do.
Little
can
Brody.
Do.
Little J Danger.
All my news for right now.
Yes.
Okay, coming up this morning on the show.
Man. Speaking of little ones, one high school coach had a crazy promise for his team involving the birth of his child.
Yeah.
We've got to talk about this coming up.
Facebook Roulette. We'll try it. Patrick Fabian from Better Call Saul. He plays Howard Hamlin. We'll be on the show at 9:15. Hang out with us.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Your attention, please. We'll be right back.
All is well. We're back with the Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Guys, we have a song request.
What's that?
What?
I know we don't do song requests.
We don't. Man, because now everybody's going to come out of the woodwork and they're going to be
nobody else can do this.
Do it.
This one going out to Matt.
Yes. Yeah! The Jeterbug! Dude, the Jeterbug.
The Jeterbug.
Dude, the Jeterbug. That's me!
Trapped you.
Dude, the Jeterbug.
Trapped you, Dex.
You put the blue skies into my breath. You send my soul sky high to love and stars.
The Jitterbug into my
breath. The Jitterbug! When I was a kid, this was my theme song.
Of course it was.
No joke. Jitterbug, man. Everyone sang the Jitterbug. You think I'm joking?
But I should have been with you instead. Wake me up before you go, go. Wake me up before you go, go. I don't wanna miss it when you hit that high. Wake me up before you go, go. Cause I'm not planning on going solo. Wake me up before you go, go, go. Take
all right,
me
I'm
dancing
awake
now. Tonight.
Hang on, hang on.
Oh.
Turn it back up.
I wanna hear that high.
Dude. Wow. Why have we never gone karaoke?
Let's do it. Welcome to the show. Hello, everyone. We're the Morning Invasion.
We need to do a Morning Invasion takes over at karaoke bar, am I right?
Crazy when you act so cool.
Yep. We want to head up to Santa Fe. We went to Las Cruces.
Yep.
We spent a couple days there, had a great time, collected a bunch of... bunch of toiletries for great cause, a great organization there in town, and we want to head to Santa Fe and do the same thing. We want to hang out with you guys over there. So if you are an organization, a business that wants to get involved and team up with us, hit us up, studio@star88.fm.
The Jeterbug!
The Jeterbug. Steve-O?
Yeah, man.
You're a baseball guy.
I am a huge baseball fanatic.
Your family loves the baseball. Your kids are going to be professional baseball players.
That's
I know
what
they will
still
be.
Say when they I say, be. What do you want to be when you grow up? So, I took my wife to the World Series for our honeymoon. So, yes. No, for real.
I didn't know anybody still watched baseball.
I do. I cannot wait. We're right around the corner from regular season baseball. And yes, we do have all 162 Angel games on in our household.
To never me, stops at the Jeter House.
Baseball is the elevator music of the sports world. You have no idea it's happening, and then you just realize at different points that, oh, wait, it's baseball.
It kind of is always on in the background. If the Angels are playing, the game's just on. And so we'll pay attention. We'll be watching. Maybe we'll be making dinner and kind of, you know, it's just always on. It's baseball.
Okay.
We love baseball. You bring this up because a Florida high school baseball coach is doing something that I got to be honest, it's the oddest motivator I've ever heard in my baseball life.
All right. Okay. How's he motivating the kids?
He wanted his team to win 14 games this season. 14. So he told the team, hey, guys, if you can win 14 games, you can name our baby boy. Because him and his wife, Julia, are expecting a child at any time now.
Wow. They got to name the baby?
This is a bad idea.
Now, what's great is he said this at the beginning of the season. He's the head coach of Heritage High in Palm Bay. He told Florida Today he promised his players if they won 14 games, they will name the baby boy. Well, the team is 12-6. With 7 games to go, they only need to win 2 more games.
They're going
to
do it.
The players have a name picked out, Benjamin Smalls. Query. Name comes from their favorite baseball movie, obviously, The Sandlot. They want to name him Smalls.
I think that's great.
Oh, man, come on!
You know what's actually going to happen, though? They're going to end up naming that kid Bodie McBoatface.
No, dude. The team's best player, obviously, Benjamin Rodriguez, right? He was the lead. And then Scotty Smalls. Yeah. Kill me, Smalls! So they decided Benjamin Smalls, named after The Sandlot.
I think that's
would be
a really cool name.
That's awesome! Yeah. So if that's the deal, I'm all for it. But I agree that here's the thing. Like, you know that there were some kids that were fighting for some really dumb name. So, the wife, however, has not said whether or not this is actually going to happen. She's being good-natured about the team's suggestion, saying that she would take that into consideration.
Yeah.
But it got me thinking about, like, the wacky ways that we name our children. I don't necessarily know that I would let strangers name my child. I know that when we were pregnant with Brody, we threw it out there, you know, and people came up with some of the craziest names. But I had it in my brain that, like, dude... Brody Parker.
Yeah, when I first heard that you were naming your kid Brody, I laughed. I laughed some more. But it's the perfect name.
Oh, dude. Like, there were those that loved it, and then a very, very, very good friend of mine, who shall remain nameless, rhymes with Ethan Luck. He's from Orange County, and he goes, dude. Like, he was dead serious. Do not name your kid Brody. I am from Orange County, where Brodies are the dudes with the straight-billed baseball hats and the white sunglasses and their stupid trucks, and they're the, you know.
They're the surfers.
They're the dudes that, I can't even say the
they're
term.
They're the surfers,
it was just not cool peeps, you know what I mean? So he's like, please don't, please. And then Brody came, and it was like, dude, that is Brody. Like, he is Brody.
Oh, Brody. Hey, Brody.
Brody's
doing, Brody?
The best, man. So, but, you know, then I think back, like, Jack, my eldest... He's named after Jack Bauer. Like, no joke. Jack Bauer.
I thought it was Jack Sparrow.
Well, that's what convinced Chrissy.
Because
She said, no, we're not naming him Jack Jeter. And I said, Jack Jeter's the coolest name on the planet. And then she saw Pirates of the Caribbean and said,
yeah, I guess.
Okay.
I guess
Jack works.
Yeah, Jack.
And then Luke, there's obviously, very obviously, Luke Skywalker.
I
mean, come on.
Yeah.
Come on!
Yeah.
Although, the hilarious thing is with Luke, his name... for the longest time, was going to be Remington. Remington Cash.
That's pretty cool.
I know! His name's Luke Remington. His middle name is Remington.
Remington would fit him perfect,
exactly!
Too. He is a Remington.
Well, I call him Duke. He's the Duke.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Duke. Like, if I could legally change his name to Duke, it'd probably be Duke.
I guess I know.
Because he's the tough one. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so when he was born, it was like, dude, Remington Cash. And then Chrissy looked at him and said, he doesn't look like a Remington. But, like, no baby in the history of ever walks out or, you know.
Walks out of their
womb
and says, "Hey, Remington at your service."
Hello.
Yeah. So she was just like, "Nope, not happening." So, but it got me thinking about all the wacky names people, like the ways they name their kids. So this high school coach has promised the team they can name his kid if they win 14 games. What's some weird? Yeah,
338-3700.
Obviously, Lando named after Lando Calrissian.
No.
Because when it came out, we were like, "We got to give on more time." Yeah.
If you guys want to call in, if you have a good story on how you named your baby, call in 338-3700. We named Landon after really nobody. I don't think we named him after anybody.
Really?
No, I don't think so. I think the name just kind of popped up. Maybe we had met somebody. I could be wrong. Maybe we did, but I know.
Will you please just call him Lando? I want to call him Lando.
That's
forever.
What I call him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not anything like Lando Calrissian.
Yeah.
At all.
Guys, Lando was a redeemed character.
I do call him Landonian.
Landonian?
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah.
You need to call him Landon before time.
Landonian before time.
Three three eight 3700. Teo, how did you guys come up with Danger?
Okay, so we thought Johnny was going to be a girl. We didn't find out the whole time.
The whole time.
We waited. There aren't many mysteries
left
in life.
Raddest girl name too.
Yeah, there aren't many mysteries left in life, and so we were like, this is one we can actively participate in, is not figuring out what the sex of the kid is. So we were genuinely surprised because we thought he was going to be a girl. The girl name was Lavender Olivia Lott.
Okay.
And we were gonna,
LOL.
Yeah, we were going to call her our little lulls. I'm not kidding.
That's real.
Yeah, that's real.
Yeah, that's one of those names. At first, you go, it was like Brody. When you said that, I wanted to laugh, but that would probably actually be a really cool name.
It's a beautiful name.
Yeah.
So as a backup, Don said, if we have a boy, I want to name him after my dad. I wasn't a fan for a long time because Johnny Scott. Lot.
Johnny Scott. Which is hilarious because Jack's middle name is Scott and Chrissy, because Jack Scott. Yeah. Jack Squat. Same thing.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Yeah.
I wasn't happy
Johnny
with
Johnny Scott Lot.
Johnny Scott Lot didn't have a good. Yeah, so then we kind of had, well, maybe we could just throw a fourth name in there, like a second middle name to kind of break up, you know, the rhyme scheme or whatever. So literally, we were there. Had the baby and decided on Danger.
I love it.
Johnny Scott, Danger Lot. It is on his birth certificate. It's for real. That's not a joke.
What is hilarious,
I like that,
is this is exactly, no joke, exactly what happened. Because my brother's name is Scott, and I want to name my son after my brother as well. But Chrissy was like, there's no way we're naming him Jack Scott, because Jack Squat. And she just couldn't do it. But her grandfather was an incredible man. And his middle name was Manning. Wallace Manning Franklin. And so we named him Jack Manning Scott Jeters on his birth certificate. So to break up the rhyme as well. So it's hilarious how that works.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, middle names, they're not really that important.
What I wanted to do originally was name him Ethan. Like, that had been my thing, because my dad's name's Murray Thomas, I'm Matthew Thomas, and I wanted him to be Ethan Thomas. But then Don's dad is older than my dad, and so we wanted to make sure that if we had a baby boy, that he knew, you know, that Mr. Johnny knew how special he was to both of us, in case anything sad were to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Johnny Scott, Danger Lot. He's here.
Jaden is the only one that has two middle names. It's Jaden Brooke Caitlin Toth.
Okay.
Or Toth. Whichever one you want.
Oh, my gosh!
Pick one and stick with
it. No, whichever one you want to do. Toth, Toth.
Speaking of Jack Manning Scott, that guy's heading into the doctor. Please pray for my oldest.
What's going on?
He possibly broke either his finger or his hand, because now it's worse today.
Yeah.
That stinks, man.
Well,
sorry, Jack.
Yeah, it happens.
You sure he's not just faking it?
Yeah, exactly. It's so funny how us dads are. Yesterday, he gets in the car from baseball, and he's like... and I'm like, what happened? You know, like, like us dads do. No, okay. What's wrong? What happened? Just spit it out.
Yeah. You're going to be fine.
Oh, my gosh. Just, and he's like, I think I broke my
hand. Calm down.
And I'll be honest. I was a dramatic kid. Like, everything was the worst.
I can't see that at all. Yeah. I really can't. Not at all.
Over the top, just the worst. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I was that kid. Or I was on the flip side, the kid who got the NES video game system in elementary school and then found out regularly how sick I was. Oh, I'm just so sick today, Mom. Yeah. I just can't go to school. I'll just stay in bed and play video games. Yeah. So Jack got in the car last night, and he was just like, oh, you know, like dying. You know, and I said, Jack, just tell me, bro. You don't have to be so dramatic.
Yeah.
Ah! And he's like, I think, I don't know. I got hit. And I'm like, what do you mean you got hit? You know, like, and so he tells me the story, and dude took a baseball to the hand. And I'm like, oh, whatever, bro. You know, like, you're behind a net and batting cages and this and that. And somehow, some way, like, freak of nature, this baseball shot out and through and hit him square in the hand.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, can you move anything? I'm obviously the most compassionate father on the planet. And we get home, and he goes, whoop, because I was driving, so I couldn't see the hand. And he showed me his hand, and I was like, oh, no!
The size of a volleyball.
Yeah, yeah. So then I felt terrible and had to apologize to my wonderful son.
Does he have to get that thing drained?
I don't know. Oh. Don't say that. He's probably listening, and now he's freaking out even more. Well, drained, what do you mean? No. They're going to stick a needle in me and suck out all the blood? It's excruciating.
No. Jack, they'll just drain the fluid so your hand doesn't swell. It's fine.
It's not.
It's going to hurt. For just a tiny minute,
it won't even hurt.
But in the long run, it'll feel better quicker.
It won't hurt at all.
It will hurt.
Jack, you're tough.
Anytime you get poked with a needle, it hurts, but it's just a temporary, it's like real quick. Guys, don't be afraid of needles. It's just real fast.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, yeah, we'll pray for a little Jack.
Yeah, he'll be pray fine. For him. Hopefully.
He'll be okay.
Yeah.
You know, just, Jack, when you get out of the car, just run over, grab a little bit of dirt, and just start just massaging the dirt.
No, seriously. Like, why do these dads do that? It's amazing. Because when I wasn't always this way. Like, with Brody, if anything happens, I'm like, are you okay? Oh, my gosh, what's wrong? Yeah. Blah, blah. But it seems like the older they get, it's like, blah. You know, I'm like, why? What? Thank God that our Father in Heaven does not treat us that way. When we get older, he's like, oh, this idiot did it again. Oh, God. I need to have more compassion.
Yeah, we all do. I think most of us dads are the same way. Good morning.
Especially with the one who is mini-me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Thank God he is not listening, my wife said. That's good.
3 out of 4 Americans want to hear this every day. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Spoiler alert, it's Wham.
No, it's not Wham.
It's definitely Wham.
We got some Whiskey Tango for you this morning.
Oh, dude, the story coming from Florida is unreal. You don't want to miss it.
Hang also, wait, before we go, you might have a ton of these sitting at home, and you might be sitting on a fortune.
Really?
If you're a VHS person,
I got good
news for you. Seriously.
Oh, okay. Hang out with us. It's the Morning Invasion.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We're going to take a break and come right back.
We'll be right back.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Singer campaigning with the vice president for a cause.
Lady Gaga and Vice President Joe Biden are teaming up again to raise awareness about sexual assault.
Until it happens to you.
Gaga and the vice president will hold a rally at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas on April 7th.
Ted Cruz is the GOP frontrunner in Wisconsin, according to a new poll.
Bernie Sanders has a 4-point edge over Hillary Clinton. She led by more than 50 points last October.
We're going to work for every vote in every part of this state, just like I did when I ran for the Senate.
Clinton setting her sights on New York, rallying at the Apollo Theater while Sanders spent another day in Wisconsin.
Temporary delay in a sexual battery case against Bill Cosby.
Yo, yo, dog.
Good morning.
Yo, yo, dog.
Welcome to the show, everyone.
Woo!
Good to be with you. Hit that podcast when you get a chance. Type in Morning Invasion at iTunes or Google Play. You can go to star88.fm and go to our page and listen to it right there on your computer.
That's right, that's right.
Maybe you want to purchase, you know, something really cool, like one of them, you know, Apple. Can we say that? Can we promote that?
You can't point people to a business entity.
So hard, this nonprofit.
We do have an app for the new Apple TV, yeah, though. You can watch us. So if you have the new Apple TV,
that's how you
check out the Star 88 app.
I got you.
I've been here a few years.
Yeah. Some viral videos you guys probably should go and check out. Some good stuff right here.
Good stuff.
Some good stuff.
Your Kelly Kapowski t-shirt has inspired me like a dumb. I have found the actual Donnie Wahlberg t-shirt I had in 1989.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How much is that bad boy? Oh,
well, it's currently... Bad. Yeah, but there's only three of them on eBay, and that's the one that's like the current lowest. They're like $60 to $80 already.
Just get it.
Go to Etsy. They have some really cool vintage
stuff. No, no, no. But like, I want this actual t-shirt.
They'll have that one up there.
No, they won't.
Just go, Etsy.
This was the 1989 tour t-shirt for New Kids on the Block. It's the Donnie Wahlberg signature t-shirt, guys.
That's going to end up selling for a lot of money.
Yeah.
This viral video is a Walmart cashier.
It's terrible.
Who does some incredible Scooby-Doo impressions.
Oh, no. Like a long time ago when me and Scoo were like getting scared by monsters, we kind of said we didn't like this type of thing anymore.
Well, it was too scary.
Whoa. Like, so we applied a job at Walmart and we were like, we can get paid in food.
Yeah,
food. Like, food's the best stuff we can ever have, man.
Yeah, even marketing so.
He's a Walmart cashier and he does impressions.
That's incredible.
You never know where you're going to find talent. You know?
This is true.
It's just everywhere.
Yeah?
This is probably... I want to thank my son, Landon.
This is the one I'm going to post.
For introducing to me...
Dude, abs of steel this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, we watched this video, and I just cried.
There is a man by the name of...
Scott Sterling! The man!
The myth!
The legend!
Just go to YouTube and type in Scott Sterling.
Or go to our Facebook, facebook.com/star88fm.
I'm telling you guys, the very first one that they put out has like almost 50 million views. And it's him, Scott Sterling, playing soccer. Well, they just put out a new one, and it's Scott Sterling playing volleyball.
And here we go.
Excellent serve.
Thompson setting up. Here comes the spike.
Yale has to stop this return. Oh, deflected! Right into Scott Sterling's face.
And Yale ties it up.
Unbelievable.
Buckle up, ladies and gentlemen, because Scott Sterling's face has entered the building. Carolina finally...
Scott Sterling constantly gets nailed in the face by the volleyball.
Yeah.
Straight to the man.
Yeah. Are we posting this one or what?
Yeah. I posted it.
Oh,
it's
beautiful.
So funny. It is so funny.
It is my new favorite YouTube video.
Yep.
So there you go.
There. You got to check out Scott Sterling.
Scott Sterling! The man!
The myth!
The legend!
Beautiful.
You hear me,
beautiful.
Landon? There's a new Scott Sterling video. Go watch it right now before you go to school. Oh, wait. Spring break. He's still asleep.
Yeah. Spring break.
Lando, wake up!
Some good viral videos. One of these days, guys, we'll hit it big with that big YouTube that we'll do someday.
I just got a comment from a good friend about our Jonathan Banks interview, actually. So if you haven't had a chance to check out the Jonathan Banks interview, we made a YouTube video of it.
We own that YouTube.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. It's exclusive. You can also find the link at facebook.com/star88fm.
Yep, Jonathan Banks was on the other day, who plays Mike from Better Call Saul. And this morning, we will have Patrick Fabian on the show.
Yes! Howard!
Yep.
Howard Hamlin of Hamlin, Hamlin, and McGill.
McGillicud.
He's been in everything.
He really has. So to that end, we have some Patrick Fabian trivia for him. He's been in so many TV shows, I wonder if he even remembers all of them.
No, probably not.
He was on an episode of Castle, man.
I want to see that series, and I can't find
Castle?
It anywhere to stream. It doesn't stream on any of the streaming services.
No, I think it's because, what is that, ABC? So I think they have their own app now.
Well, they don't post all the videos.
No.
That would be a great show. I'd love that show. I know I would.
It's fantastic. It's my wife's jam.
Hmm. Okay, let me do this. We got a few things we got to talk about this morning.
Mm.
3 out of 4 Americans... want to hear this every day. What do you think it is? 3 out of 4 Americans want to hear this every day.
You know, you're sure it's not Wham?
It's not Wham.
That's what Teo said.
Mm-hmm. It's not Wham. No.
Are you positive?
The national anthem.
Nope. You might look at the results of this study and say, we are needy, insecure, but...
You are special.
I look at it and say, we're just a bunch of people who aren't afraid of our emotions.
Okay.
They want to be told that they're special.
Well, a new study found that 73% of Americans want someone to say...
I love you. Oh my gosh, I forgot about this song. 'Cause I love you.
Vanilla Ice. Everybody.
Yes! Vanilla Ice! They want to hear Vanilla Ice's I Love You?
No, they just want to hear I Love You.
But by Vanilla Ice?
No.
Three out of four Americans want Vanilla Ice to say I Love You?
Love you.
That's weird. I mean, I guess I'd be cool if Van Winkle told me he loved me.
73% of Americans want someone to say
I Love You.
Yeah.
You got to say it every single day. Now, I want to tell a little nugget of my life to everybody. When I first got married,
I love you.
I did not ever say I love you.
Wait, what?
I just didn't.
How did you get married?
Man, I grew up with parents. Now, mom and dad, and I had I love my parents.
Yeah, they're listening. They constantly listen.
Constantly.
I love my parents.
I love them.
I love my parents. And but the thing is, growing up in the Toth household, we did not say I love you very much. It was very rare that you would hear us say I love you to each other.
Okay.
It was very rare that I would see my dad say I love you to my mom or vice versa. I never said that to my brother. He never said it to me. Just something we just didn't grow up doing for each other. So when I married my wife, she was the opposite. I mean, she said it constantly. And then when we started having kids, it was constantly. And she'd get mad at me because she would say, you need to say I love you more because they need to hear that.
Yeah.
And it's true, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We need to hear it.
I love you.
Yeah. Tell my kids I love you every day. I'm the dad that's still straight up, I will kiss my kids on the lips. And I have three sons.
Yeah. Hey.
They're my kids, dude.
That's right, man. There's nothing wrong with that at all. Got to give them affection. You got to give them love.
I think it counterbalances when I'm like, Jack, obviously you didn't break your hand. Pick up your fingers and keep moving.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't move them?
Oh, okay, here you go.
What's wrong with you?
You're worthless. What is wrong with you? Really, a baseball? Hit? Wait, what? Oh, my gosh, that thing's the size of a basketball.
You know what really affected me, honestly, was when you guys introduced my wife to the Goldbergs and she started watching and said, oh man, you're like on the cusp of being
moron!
That dad. And yeah, I'm like,
we all are.
I have never called my kids morons.
Really?
I've told them they're acting like idiots.
Well,
but
yeah,
there's a difference between saying that they are idiots and saying you're acting like an idiot and you're better than that.
Yep.
So I've changed my mouth, my ways.
Yeah, we gotta be careful what we say to our kids.
Dude.
We really do, because it sticks with us.
Yeah,
a lot
really
of things, you know, when I was a child still stick with me today.
Mm-hmm.
And we just gotta tell each other we love each other every single minute of every single day.
Words have power, man. And sometimes if you misuse words, bad things can happen.
There's power in your words. Power in your words.
Case in point, we're going to venture on down to Atlanta today for a very special episode.
Hotlanta, baby!
Of Whiskey Tango Atlanta.
Nice. Georgia.
You would think that an officer of the law is too mature and responsible to get into stupid argument like the rest of us mortals. You, sir, would be wrong.
You're pathetic. I'm amazing.
Yeah, well, then amaze me.
That's actual audio of Joseph Tyler and Stephen Green.
Stephen sounds like Stephen Christian.
They are police officers with the Atlanta PD. They were at a restaurant with some other officers earlier this month when they got into a machismo debate.
Oh, yeah.
Over who would win in a race. Joseph said, I'm faster. To which Stephen said, on what day? I'm obviously faster.
Yeah.
To which Joseph said, oh, you want to prove it? I'm telling you, I'm faster. And then the debate turned into an argument. The argument turned into a fight. Joseph and Steven took it outside.
Oh, no.
And then Joseph pulled his gun on the other officer.
Come on.
Oh, my gosh. What is that movie? There's a movie where they show up at the Four Corners, and it's New Mexico, Arizona, Colorado, and Nevada or whatever. And the cops all get mad at each other, and they end up I can't remember the name.
I don't know.
Oh, what was that? But that's the same thing that happens. They all start arguing. Oh, it's We're the Millers. That's what it was.
Oh.
So they all start arguing over it, and they all pull their guns on each other, and they're pointing, and they're like, this is mine, this is mine, this is mine. And then they all just lay down.
Yeah, this is real life.
So did someone get shot?
No one got shot, okay. Thankfully. Joseph pulled his gun on Steven. Fortunately, the other cops stepped in at that point before it turned tragic.
What's up, bro?
What, bro?
What's up, bro?
The fact that the other officers let them take it outside to fight it out in, like, the Denny's parking lot already is a problem, in my opinion.
Oh, man, let him go.
Joseph actually wound up resigning from the department, and Stephen was placed on leave. As far as we know, there have been no charges filed. However, police officers got into an... Could you imagine? You're like, doop-doop-doop-doop. Wednesday, honey, where do you want to go eat dinner? I don't know. I guess we could... Let's just hit up the Denny's. Okay, yeah, all right. And you, like, pull into the parking lot, and these cops are, like, throwing blows, and then one pulls a gun on the other cop.
What's up, bro?
Like, they must be filming
a
movie here.
Why you gotta disrespect, bro?
Let's just go to IHOP.
I was wrong. It wasn't We're the Millers. It was Vacation. The new Lampoon's.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
That's what that Dawn just texted me.
Yeah. Yeah. Whiskey Tango. Atlanta.
The funny thing, oddly enough, resorting to childlike arguments is very prevalent in our society. I don't know if you guys heard, but yesterday when confronted about, you know, why Donald Trump went after Ted Cruz's wife the way he did, Donald Trump responded with, he started it, which is exactly...
Stop it right now.
Which is exactly what I want my president to say. So, good.
Nice stuff. Good morning.
Yeah, that was a Vacation, gentlemen.
Yeah,
thanks, buddy.
Thanks. Thanks for the call. Word.
Get out of here.
Love you guys.
I'm not kidding about that quote, Steve-O.
Cause I love you. Tail, you have you want to do either headlines or you want to do your cassette tapes?
Oh my gosh, cassette tapes.
Okay, cassette tapes.
Okay. Here's the deal, fellows and ladies. DVDs and even Blu-rays are looking a little old-fashioned, thanks to the rise of online streaming services like Netflix. You got Hulu. You got Amazon Prime. You got all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy movies on your TV now if you have an Apple TV. You can just buy them right there. That's what Dex does.
I don't get people that buy DVDs.
So here's the deal, guys and dolls. Your old VHS tapes, some of them are actually starting to be worth, like, money.
Max Headroom? I used to watch that all the time.
Wait, what? Really?
Okay, hang on. There's an upside for the millions of us that relegated out once-beloved VHS collections to, you know, the attic or the trash pile, or maybe they're somewhere in the garage. They could be under your bed somewhere. It's interesting to see how certain VHS tapes have increased in value over the last 50 years or so. Old VHS tapes are just part of a growing band of old technology now being collected like antiques, leading them to coin the phrase Antech. Antique technology. Antech.
I gotcha.
To describe the new market. I mean, you got bands now like Death Cab for Cutie put their latest record out on cassette.
Wow.
Cassettes are it's another part of this. So anyway... And you remember Back to the Future Part 2. It reminds me of when Marty goes to that 80s place and then she says, a Dust Buster. you know?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah. It might sound strange that something like the VHS tape is defined as an antique, but when they can command thousands of pounds, this article is over in the UK, on account of their rarity, that's exactly what they are. And they have a top 10 list. These VHSs are actually worth like thousands of dollars.
Let me see if this is on there, because these are the only ones I can think that are probably worth money.
Okay.
I have the Indiana Jones trilogy.
They made like 7 iterations of that.
I have Star Wars, the old Star Wars number one.
No.
Okay. That's the only
one. What about, I have the original Black Cauldron, like clamshell. I have all of my old Disney movies.
It could be. I think some of the clamshell ones are, especially the Little Mermaid cover that got banned.
I have that! The first cover?
Yeah, I have that too.
We have that too. So it's unsurprising that, much like antiques, the rarer the cassette tape, the more it's worth. There are some remarkably common cassettes that are also worth a fair bit, but experts say the way to check if something's likely to be worth a lot is to aim for films that have never been released on DVD or Blu-ray and are original X rentals. For example, certain copies of better-known titles such as The Evil Dead, the old Sam Raimi movie, have also been valued at like £200 each. That's a more common one. But for a real windfall, here are the 10 most valuable VHS tapes. A lot of these seem like they're B horror movies.
Yeah, I don't recognize any
of them. So they don't, they weren't released widely. They've never been released DVD or Blu-ray. So if you've got any of these old B horror movies laying around VHS, you might be sitting on a couple thousand dollars.
Yeah. Thousands of dollars.
Number one, Frankenstein's Castle of Freaks is worth £1,500. Wow. So that's a little bit more change, America.
Don't have that one.
You got The Beast in Heat. Interesting. Betrayed. Celestine, The Legend of Hillbilly John.
These are terrible.
Journey into Beyond. Lemora, Lady Dracula. Don't Wait, Open what? The Window. Flesh Eaters and Black Decameron.
Wow.
I still have all of my old Universal Monster films. But
really?
Yeah.
You'd probably be surprised.
Sitting on some money.
The expert's advice is to avoid common mainstream titles that were released on labels such as Cinema Club, Forefront, probably Columbia House.
Yeah.
Because these would have been mass-produced and are worth next to nothing. Typically, the most valuable VHS tapes are one-offs released in small batches within, micro-label categories, micro-budget labels, little bitty films, B-movies.
And if you have a cassette tape or a VHS tape, you should always keep them in the dark. Because they can
mess up, right?
Yeah, none of my cassette tapes work.
Mine are in boxes in the garage because who uses them anymore?
Yeah.
I need to go back and look at them. Hey, guys, good news. Earlier we were talking about crazy ways people name their kids.
Yeah.
We just got an email from Britt who says, hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Britt.
About the naming your kid thing, my husband Seth and I are expecting. Congratulations.
Oh, that's real great.
While driving to work this morning, we decided if we have a boy, we're naming him Steve-O. Dex, Teo, McVeigh. We couldn't choose between Dex or Teo, so we opted for the two middle name thing.
Good.
Boom! Naming it after me!
Yeah, wait, no, all of us.
Well, I mean, you guys get the middle names.
Yeah, but it just flows better. It was like what Buck and I went through. It was Buck and Dex flows better than Dex and Buck.
The morning evasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo. That's weird that it flows better with Steve-O first. Guess we should have talked to marketing about that before we.
You can have your name first if you want.
No, that's not cool. I don't even care. Yeah. I don't even think about it all the time. All the time.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, man. My name is first, and you better.
You better recognize.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep. And that is why it is first.
I can't believe you have a honey boo boo thing in our system.
Why wouldn't I? Well, that's the question. Why wouldn't I?
Oh, man.
If only you knew.
Guys, okay. We're only an hour away from Patrick Fabian. I can't wait.
Oh, yeah.
He's a pretty good guy, that Patrick Fabian. He'll be joining us at 9:15. Of course, he plays Howard Hamlin from Better Call Saul. And he's been on a bunch of different shows over the years. I mean, everything you can think of under the sun he's been on. He's a great actor.
Our girl Victoria just told us, speaking of Patrick Fabian, he was on a show called Castle. Mm-hmm. If you're interested, that's on Hulu. You can stream it there. Look at that, Victoria.
But
just
not,
helping
not
you
every
out.
Season,
oh,
thank you, Victoria. But I've already looked, and it's not every season.
Oh. Okay, never mind.
Unless they just put that up there, which...
Whatever.
I hope. Looking out for the people, Victoria.
If you were a fan of Batman v Superman because Ben Affleck was amazing, coming up, I've got some incredible Ben Affleck news.
And we're going to try a new bit called Facebook Roulette.
Ooh.
Hang out with us.
Stay tuned. The Morning Evasion is coming back. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is 8:03.
Weather outside's about 35 degrees. Is Teo filling in because Steve-O's somewhere else. Supposed to be sunny today.
Yeah. What else is happening with the weather, Teo?
Let me double check here on my my app.
it's so bad.
It's supposed to get cloudy this evening.
Oh, Teo, what happened to your voice? You sound a little different.
Well, I'm working to cover up my redneck accent.
Oh.
So it just sounds a little different.
Well, I don't want you to cover up your redneck accent because that's what makes you special.
Well, here, let me take off my attempt to cover up my redneck accent. It'll take me
just a second. No, wait. Teo?
You know you have a terrible redneck accent. It's awful. You're from Idaho, Daniel.
It is so bad. It is so,
hi, it's Teo.
So bad. You know, if you guys didn't address it, people would have just thought that, like...
No, they wouldn't have.
I stopped using my redneck
accent. I'm glad that you think that our audience is a bunch of idiots.
Yeah. You better redneck now.
Daniel in the midday.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Where did Steve-O go?
He's
lost in the bathroom?
Indisposed.
Okay.
That sucks for Steve-O.
Coming up at 9:15, Patrick Fabian from Better Call Saul will be joining us on the show for 45 minutes.
Interview.
I'm excited for that one.
Okay. Is he bored? Does he have nothing going on with
his
life?
We're going to find out.
I don't actually know who he is.
Well.
Because I never watched Breaking Bad and I never watched Better Call Saul.
Well, he wasn't on Breaking Bad.
Well, there's proof that I never watched it.
But he's been on everything else under the sun.
He was on Saved by the Bell, wasn't he?
Well, he was on The College Years.
The College Years.
And then he was
on... At the Edge of Tomorrow.
Friends.
He's been on every
Castle.
Show. Castle. He, like, tons of shows. Big Love.
He's that guy who shows up on every show, and you're like, who is that guy?
Yeah.
He's that guy.
He really is that guy.
He never has really the big part in any show or movie, but he's just there.
He's the guy that you always IMDb, and then you're like, yeah, that's Patrick Fabian.
He's
the
Samuel L. Jackson of TV.
Yeah.
Which, he's the other Samuel L. Jackson of TV.
I don't even know what that means.
Samuel L. Jackson's in every movie.
Oh, okay, that's
every
true.
Single movie.
Yeah, that's but true. Samuel Jackson is kind of a big deal in every movie.
So is Patrick Fabian.
Nah, not really.
Okay.
Weird connection of Breaking Bad and Samuel L. Jackson of note. I got to play golf with Sam Jackson because of the Breaking Bad golf tournament that they had here.
Really?
See? Told you he
was
in,
like?
In Breaking Bad.
So I was with Bryan Cranston. And we're standing there, and Giancarlo Esposito walked up, and I'm like, oh, that's Gus, that's cool, hey, nice to meet you, because Bryan had brought us, you know, thanks to Curtis Movie Guy, we were out there, and it was before everybody was teeing off and stuff, and so we're just kind of all hanging out, and I'm just standing there with Bryan, like this little kid, because I was nobody,
trying
you know
to
what
be
I mean?
Cool.
Just trying, well, I was trying not to do anything. Yeah, right? Just trying not to act like an idiot because he's like introducing me to his friends and it's like, oh yeah, it's a Giancarlo. All right, cool. Yeah, sweet. All right. Meeting everybody. And then Sam Jackson just walked up to us and I just stared. He was wearing all pink, head to toe in all pink. And he just busted in and it was like, that's Sam Jackson because yes.
Did he go... Hey guys!
Oh, dude! No! He was cool, but man, that guy's he's got some salty language.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It was hilarious. Salt. But he introduced himself to everybody, and it was just like, "Hey, yeah, Steve, all right, nice
to
meet you."
That's cool.
And then I just stared. That's pretty much my role.
Yeah.
The guy who stares.
Only famous person I've met is Adam West.
Nice. Batman.
That is pretty cool.
That was pretty cool.
Speaking of Batman, some incredible Batman news coming up. Anyways, go on.
No, I was just going to say he used to use the studio back at my old station. And so he'd come in to record for, like, Hebrew National or some other big organization, and I would get tasked to, like, be his buddy all day. So I'd just hang out with him all day in the studio.
That is so cool.
It was cool.
And he was nice?
He was the nicest guy ever.
He seems like it.
He is so incredibly down to earth and just, like, kind. It was like, hey, can I get you water? And he's like, no, but why don't you show me where the water is? He's that type of guy.
You're like, oh, okay.
Okay, yeah.
But here, can I get you something? No. Just stay back, boy.
Did you ever pretend like you guys were going up the side of a building together?
No, but I did get my Mayor West from Family Guy poster autographed. I still have it.
That's awesome.
We do not condone Family Guy.
How old is that guy now?
He's
old. West?
Yeah.
I think he's in his 80s.
I feel like the first thing I would ask him is if we could take a picture climbing up the side of a building. Just turn it sideways. Whoop!
All right, let's check some traffic.
Traffic!
See what's happening.
A little congestion on 25 eastbound before you get to the Big Eye. I'm not seeing any accidents, though, on the highways. We do have an accident. Comanche Road at San Mateo Boulevard happened about 30 minutes ago. Lots of road construction, like I said. You guys watch out for that. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Brought to you by Solomon's Porch. 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here at Calvary Campus. Amazing coffee and burritos.
What is this? Did Daniel leave this in?
Hey, what's that?
Yeah, he did.
Okay. Let me hit play on this.
Since the birth of humanity, across cultures and throughout the ages, we have prayed.
Why do so many of us ask for help from above in our time of need?
So Morgan Freeman is coming out with a... Is this a series? Or is it just one episode, so it's a series?
That's a good question.
I believe it's a series.
It's a series, yeah, because they're going to be covering five different religions, actually.
Yeah, it premieres April 3rd. It's called The Story of God with Morgan Freeman.
What is it that compels us to believe in something greater than ourselves?
Greatest voice on the planet. Man.
And why do even non-believers find a prayer on their lips from time to time? I want to understand this instinct, which unites us all. Join me on a journey through history, science, and belief to discover the heart of the human condition. And tell the story of God.
It's going to be quite a ride.
The Story of God with Morgan Freeman. Premiere Sunday, 3 April, klockan 22.
What was that last
what?
Bit?
I don't know.
What did you didn't get like the American version?
I think he mashed in
Nacional
some. He started with English and then he mashed himself into these four other languages in there.
So, Story of God is going to dive into the five big religions: Judaism, Hinduism, Christianity, Islam, and Buddhism. They are going to explore each religion, each culture. He said he was fascinated by the elements, and it all started with him and his bride. They were just on a tour, I guess. Hanging out across the pond. And they said they were drawn to this project some years ago. They were in Istanbul. They were visiting...
Sorry, spider. Spider!
Come on, man.
Kill the spider!
Look at the size of that spider! We called 911. As I learned yesterday, if you want to... Tail! No, with your hand!
He used his hand!
Oh, and it's still alive!
You're the biggest redneck ever!
Oh, gosh. He killed it.
It's a freaking spider.
Wow, I got the chills right now.
Biggest spider I've ever seen. In the studio.
Thing was huge, size of a softball.
It was at least, it was at least an inch.
Like an inch.
At least an inch big.
I'm sweating
you
everywhere.
You guys are little babies. Back to the thing.
So, Morgan Freeman, he was visiting Istanbul. They said they were visiting the Hagia Sophia. It originally was a church and a mosque, and on the walls were these Christian-based frescoes. So they asked, when this was a mosque, did you cover these Christian frescoes over? And their guide said, no, Jesus is a part of Islamic religious tradition. And he said, that's an interesting crossover. It was literally that small amount of information. They had no idea about that sort of thing. And so it grew because he's always had this curiosity about God, cross cultures, cross barriers, cross whatever. And so it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I'm very interested in watching
it. He did say something in there, the idea that people will cry out to God, people will pray, even proclaimed atheists. Jonathan Banks on our show on Wednesday.
He said that.
He said, I mean, he full on said, for lack of a better term, he calls himself an atheist, but he does this one time when he was asked to say a prayer, and he said, I did, you know. And
which is really weird, because if you don't believe in God, why would you? You know, why would you do that? I mean, it's just, I don't know. But... is there something inside of each and every one of us that, you know,
man,
possibility there is a God?
Here's something interesting that he stated. He said today, of course, in 2016, the state of religion and politics in the U.S., you know, addressing Donald Trump's proposed ban on Muslims. He said, it's easy to get out and say that now. You're going to have people who follow because the world is now just taken over by fear. You don't know where you can go and be safe anymore, particularly if there's a crowd. It's easy to stir up emotions by saying stuff that, you know, things that Trump has said. He said, this is America. You always think we're on God's side. And then when you learn we're not, it's a letdown. But we can't say things like that and call ourselves Christians or good, end quote. It's going to be a very interesting series.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's going to anger a lot of people. I mean, just even the idea of hearing about this mosque that didn't cover up the Christian frescoes and saying, oh, well, Jesus is a part of Islamic, blah, blah, blah. Immediately go, whoa!
Yeah.
Whoa! Stand back!
Yeah.
So it's definitely going to be...
I'll be curious to see, too, if they point out the fact that, you know, all of these religions. I remember I read a book years ago on the four major religions.
Green eggs and ham.
Yeah. And the one thing that separates us from all the other religions is the fact that we don't have to work our way to God.
Right.
Our
there's
faith,
nothing we can do. Yeah,
there's nothing we can do. We cannot be good enough to get to heaven, to be right. with God. And so that's what separates us. And I'm curious to see if he points that out, because that's really what separates
all of us. It is by grace we have been saved through faith. But like nothing that we do, so that we can't boast about how awesome we are. It has everything to do with Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So it is definitely going to be interesting. And I'm going to be watching it.
Yeah.
It premieres this Sunday. I'm going to be watching it on Monday because Sunday's also WrestleMania. And I mean, you got to set some priorities in life. Am I right?
WrestleMania and Walking Dead.
WrestleMania Walking Dead finale. And then, you know, the story of God. With
you
Morgan
never know.
Freeman.
Maybe we'll get Morgan Freeman on the show. I mean, if we can get
Stop
Patrick Fabian
right
on the show.
Now.
Maybe we can get Morgan Freeman.
Stop saying things like that.
If we got Morgan Freeman on the show, like, could we secure a few hours of, like, hours with him? So
just
we could
so we could talk.
We could be like, excuse me, could you read this short novel?
Just speaking of celebrities calling in,
yeah.
You know, not only do we have Patrick Fabian at 9:15,
Fabian.
But tomorrow we have a huge, huge celebrity calling in.
We do? Really?
Huge.
Who?
Are you serious?
I haven't even told Teo and Steve about this.
Okay.
I'm talking A-list celebrity.
Okay.
Is it Mark Paul Gosselaar?
Nope, it's not Mark Paul Gosselaar.
You said A-list. So.
It's A-list.
I'm trying to think like A-list celebrity right now.
Let's just...
Pauly Shore.
He might be one of the Avengers.
Wait, shut your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Uma Thurman.
No, Uma Thurman
okay.
was
Ray Fiennes.
That was a different Avengers.
Oh.
Different Avengers.
He might have been one of the Avengers.
Okay.
Is it Chris Evans?
Well...
Dude, I would... What? Stop it right now! Are you kidding me?
Chris Evans will be joining us on
no,
the show
No, he
tomorrow.
Will not.
Really?
No, I don't believe yes. you. No, he will not.
Really? Okay, you know, because we haven't had big-time celebrities on the show.
Chris Evans! Captain America? Chris Evans?
Okay, it's not Chris Evans.
Oh!
Not Chris Evans.
Why'd you lie about that?
I just wanted to see what you guys would do. But we do have an Avenger calling in, but it's not Chris Evans.
But it is an Avenger.
Is it Thor?
Jeremy
it's Robert
Renner.
Downey Jr.
Stop it right
on the show.
I don't believe anything you're saying
Downey.
Right now.
If you had Robert Downey Jr. calling, I probably would lose my mind.
Yeah.
It's not Robert Downey Jr.
Oh. No.
Why are you being a jerk? Is it Jeremy Renner? Do we have Jeremy Renner on the show tomorrow?
It's not Jeremy Renner.
Is it Thor?
Is it Chris Hemsworth?
Wait, Thor? For real?
Are you serious? Your whole demeanor just changed. Is it really Thor?
Guys.
We have Thor tomorrow?
Yes, we have Thor tomorrow.
Shut up!
We have Thor tomorrow on the show.
I will tell you right now, the only reason I believe you is because I immediately started Googling, and I know the Huntsman Winter's War is coming out, yep. like, next week.
Well, and the Moby Dick movie is coming out on DVD.
Yep. Are you serious?
Blu-ray or whatever.
Chris Hemsworth will be on the show tomorrow morning.
I'm going to throw up.
I'm just waiting to hear back on which time he's going to be calling in, so I'm not exactly sure
he's
which time.
He's going to start filming Ragnarok soon. That's the third Thor movie.
And he's in the new Ghostbusters.
Yes, he is.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, Huntsman, Winter's War, it releases April 22nd, so it's only a few weeks away from the sequel to Snow White and the Huntsman.
What?
Ladies oh my gosh!
Right yeah, that's right. Chris Hemsworth, who played Thor,
will
be on the show tomorrow. Super excited.
He was one of the funniest SNL hosts of like recent memory.
Because he's Australian.
Yep.
When Australian people talk, I can't do anything.
You just have to listen to him.
I lose all constitution.
Hey, I think that might top. Maybe not. I don't know. It depends on how good the interview is. Jimmy Banks to me is still the best interview we've had.
Well, yeah.
Thor, really?
Thor, dude, that's monstrous.
I can't feel right now.
Well,
he did. They filmed Thor on New Mexico stuff too. Yep. Yes.
So Chris Hemsworth, tomorrow, we'll let you guys know as soon as
that's going to be fantastic.
Get a time on
nicely
the show.
Done, Dang. My friend. Nicely done.
Yeah, right here. All right, Facebook Roulette. I want to do something new on the show called Facebook Roulette. This is a fun little bit, which involves what?
Facebook.
Facebook.
Okay.
Okay. And we all know how to play roulette, right?
I mean.
Yeah.
I've never tried it myself personally. But Are we talking like Russian roulette? Like
many, many dark, roulette? Lonely
nights.
I mean, nights.
If you wanted to go down that road, I guess you. Yeah, but no, not
that's
Russian
a road
roulette.
Nobody should go down.
All right, let's play Jax. A little round of
Facebook roulette.
Here's how it works.
Whoa!
What?
That is just intense.
Okay. Tail, pull up Facebook.
Okay, it's up.
Steve-O, pull up Facebook. Go to your news feed. Let me know when you're there.
Wait, my personal one?
Yeah, your personal news feed. You're there already?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like he already had it.
It's just like the app, right? Like, I just went to the app, and it's just boom. Here's like the...
Yeah, so you can scroll down and everything?
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So, Steve-O, go ahead and just flick it. So, okay? And then flick it really fast. There you go. Now, flick it, and then stop it. Okay.
It's an ad.
What? Oh. Flick it again. Flick it again.
Oh, my gosh. This is the stupidest
Tail,
thing.
Tail, you do it.
Wait. I got it. Here
what
we go.
What did it stop on? What did it stop
Boom.
On?
Boom.
Leland.
Leland?
Recording a picture of David Ramirez doing amazing keyboard things as always. Finished another song today for the new record that we wrote. Hashtag Bethel Music.
All
Mine
right.
stopped on a video.
Okay. What video?
Bernie versus Trump. Who is more violent?
All right,
social experiment.
Both of you spin it again. Spin it again and then stop it randomly on a news feed.
Boom.
What did it land on?
Nope.
Gosh. That awkward moment.
Spin it again.
I got it. That awkward moment when your favorite character dies for the 500th time, but you know he's not really dead because season 12, smiley face.
Okay. So now what you have to do, Tao, is you have to share that post.
Oh, no.
You have to.
I can't.
You have to.
I am legally bound from sharing this post.
You have to. Steve-O, what did it land on?
Nope.
You know what? You guys are awful. I'm playing.
I'm sorry.
Wait. This is
Facebook roulette. You have to follow the rules.
Okay. boom.
All right. This is it. No more spins. You can only do it one more time.
Okay.
And whatever it lands on, you have to share it. That's the rules. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. No matter what.
No matter what.
Tell
I
us
can't.
When. And you got to do the
okay,
same thing.
I'm going to my news feed. Let's see.
Guys, this is a fun game to play, not if you're driving.
All right. Here
this
we go.
This is not a fun game to play.
Ready?
I just landed on a pug.
Oh, of course.
Sal
you did.
Gomez, my friend Sal Gomez.
I just
Gomez.
Saw that.
Oh, I'll share this one. 2 years ago, I adopted Ox from Clover for Rover Animal Sanctuary and Rescue. He's one of the most big-hearted dogs I've ever had, including Rufio. If anyone is ever in need of a furry companion, check out the pups from Clover for Rover. I'm sure you will find a forever friend heart.
I refuse to share mine.
What? You have to.
I landed on my random friend Tara.
That's great. You
from
have
like
to share it.
Elementary school, and it's a photo of her daughter having a slumber party.
No, you have to share.
There is no way.
You have
it
to.
Says
you
share
have to.
It right it now. It says ending the third day of spring break 2016 with some slime and a tense slumber party.
Steve-O,
I'm not sharing
Steve-O.
This.
Dex
yes.
is a 41-year-old man with a Kelly Kapowski
girls.
Shirt on.
I'm not sharing a bunch of little girls
do,
in a photo.
I will. I'll do Facebook roulette. One more time. You have to share it. You have to like it. You have to share it. And you have to say something about it.
No!
Yes,
I already
you do.
Shared it.
You better.
Wait, yeah. I can spin again?
No, you've already spun like 10 times.
I'm not
I
sharing
get to spin again
one.
Because I've only got to spin once.
Okay, oh, man. What do I say about a bunch of little girls having a slumber party? This is the worst.
I landed on, have you seen this child?
Oh, no. Well, you better share that.
You should share that.
I'm about to share that one anyway.
You share that one. Right. No, you share it right now. Stop scrolling.
So the person,
oh, my gosh.
The person I shared
help them.
Used to work with me at Forever 21 in Nashville. So I wrote, this is awesome, Heather. Hope you're doing well. So right. I'm good.
So you
guys,
have to like it?
I'm doing this.
You have to share it. Do you share it and comment on the share?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to get in so much trouble.
Guys, I just landed on my friend Patrick Gonzalez.
Uh-huh.
He says he needs some liquor and cigs after this drum.
No! Oh, my gosh!
All right, start
you
it.
Can't.
That's what
you
it
can't
is!
Share it.
That's
prepare,
what it
everybody.
Says.
I'm giving you the out right now. Do not share
okay.
that.
Okay.
I'm not... I'm unliking... I'm not sharing Tara's post. I got... I'm.
No! That is... You have to!
It is a bunch of little kids
I
at a
know,
slumber
it's
party!
Awesome! So you have to like it, say
looks
something
like fun! Like, what do I...
If you're a police officer, our address is 4001 Osuna Road, Northeast.
I pray to the Lord that somehow
share it right now.
People are listening. Okay,
this is the great thing about it. Oh, no. You share it, and then we got to read the comments from people that see your post throughout the show.
So what do I say? Looks like you guys had a great time, or I love s'mores.
What should he say?
Give me
what
s'more of that. Like, what? It's a little honestly, girl slumber party.
Just because of creepiness factor, I think you should not share it.
I agree!
You share it right now.
No.
This is why we play Facebook Roulette.
338-3700.
Oh my gosh.
Get the Starmie involved. Do I have to share this?
Yes, you do.
First caller.
You have just to share first, this.
There's no way.
It's hilarious.
My wife is going to be like... Why are you sharing?
It's for Tara's? The radio. It's for the radio. Share it and say, wow, this looks like a great
time.
So
I have to share it and then comment on the share?
No, you just have to share it. And yeah, you have to say something about it. You have to like it, say something about it. You got to share the slumber party.
Ending the third day of spring break, s'mores in a slumber party. What do I say about this?
You know what? Thanks for the great idea. I'm going to have a slumber party tonight with my kids.
Weird. I don't know. You're the strangest man.
I'm trying to help you out here so it doesn't look as creepy.
Boy. You better, sure looks like
you better
hey,
share
time.
It. You share it right
I'm
now.
So happy I landed on a normal person.
Gosh!
Good morning.
Theo, you're a grown man. Don't share that.
Thank you!
You get
Joe Hill the nanny!
Hair.
I'm canceling. I'm canceling right now. Discard
she's a,
post.
She's a nanny.
I'm unliking this photo.
Oh my gosh.
Not sharing it, bro.
See, it's not fun anymore.
Do you? It's a little girl slumber party!
Right. Here's the rules now. I'm going to start over.
Okay.
This is the rules on Facebook Roulette.
Okay,
the three of us are going to go to our news feeds.
That's already happened for me.
Okay.
Yeah, he already shared his.
But yours
I shared it. I liked it and I commented
okay,
on
between
it.
Steve-O and I.
There
okay,
you
here
go.
We go. Okay.
This is the fake.
No. Here's what we do. Give me your phone and I'll give you mine.
Oh, that's terrifying.
You want to go really? You really want to go roulette
that's
on this?
For real roulette.
All right. I'm not scared.
Okay.
I ain't scared.
No matter what.
Okay. All right.
All right, news feed?
Okay.
Ready?
News feed, here
just
we go.
Just scroll, stop.
Hand your phones back.
Pat.
Why are you scrolling so low? Please go back to the same post. That's what he's doing. He's
you can't pick! Me. You can't pick! That's not roulette!
No, you have to just let it fly and then stop, Dex. You can't.
It's not working. Okay, that's stupid.
Stop!
I keep landing on ads. Oh. I keep landing on ads.
Yeah, they know. They know. It's me.
Right.
I'm constantly.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, are we trading?
No, so we have to do it right now.
We do it right
we
now?
We share
okay.
it and then we tell.
Do you know Patrick Gonzalez? Like?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, do you know Amanda and Steve Salazar?
Oh, gosh. Friends from friends from middle school. Oh, no. Oh, is the... Oh. I'm sharing.
All right.
I'm sharing and saying
something right now.
I'm sharing right now and saying I love dogs.
I'm doing
I love dogs.
Beast mode CrossFit for life.
Stop. Are you serious? I love dogs.
You should
hope everything works out.
You guys,
this guy's taking his dog in for surgery.
Oh gosh,
should totally check out my.
No, you can't do that. You cleans. Can't do that. This what?
Is, you're what? You're what? Say that again. You're
you
what?
You should totally check out my killer cleans.
There you go.
Oh
man.
Hashtag dogs
okay.
for life.
So I shared Amanda and Steve's. They were with Kenny, and they're day 9 of 22 for the 22 kill push-up challenge to raise awareness to the fact that 22 veterans commit suicide every day. Today I'm challenging the Primo Kenny, if you choose to accept, add a new video every day for 22 days, calling someone new every day to do the same.
Oh, no.
So you have to do the push-up challenge.
I'm not doing the push-up challenge. Yeah. I can't believe you just did that. Yeah. Okay. I landed on your friend Patrick Gonzalez with a photo of an old dog, and it says, taking my baby in for surgery now, sad face. I've had her since 8th grade, and she was at least 5 when I got her. And I said, I love dogs. Hope everything works out. Hashtag dogs for life. D-O-G-Z, the number 4, L-Y-F-E. Dogs for life.
See, it could have been a lot funnier. If you would have posted your slumber party, it could have been really cool. But no, you didn't. And, you know.
What did you say on mine?
Oh gosh, you're such a dumb.
Facebook, relax.
Could have been way cooler, guys. Could have been way cooler.
Whatever. Man, I don't even know Steve. He married my friend Amanda from middle school, and I look like it because it's his post. Beast mode CrossFit for life? You put like 9 exclamation points after each sentence. No one talks like this.
Nah, there Gosh. Are people that talk like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, get it, bro.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it.
Push-up challenge.
Eat those push-ups for breakfast.
You have to do your push-up challenge now.
Yeah, you do. You need to do that off air.
Yep.
I hate this game.
Facebook
this is
roulette.
The worst game.
Maybe we'll try another round tomorrow. And Tao can get... I can't believe you passed up on the slumber party. That
Dude,
would have been amazing.
Little girl slumber party? Are you kidding me?
He could have started getting tracked.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
Yeah, dude. Nobody needs that.
Okay. We got to take a break. Tao has your headlines when we come back.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We'll be back right after these important messages.
We interrupt this broadcast for an important message. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
What's going on in the news today?
Singer campaigning with the vice president for a cause.
Lady Gaga and Vice President Joe Biden are teaming up again to raise awareness about sexual assault.
Until it happens to you.
Gaga and the vice president will hold a rally at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas on April 7th.
Ted Cruz is the GOP frontrunner in Wisconsin, according to a new poll.
Bernie Sanders has a 4-point edge over Hillary Clinton. She led by more than 50 points last October.
We're going to work for every vote in every part of this state, just like I did when I ran for the Senate.
Clinton setting her sights on New York, rallying at the Apollo Theater while Sanders spent another day in Wisconsin.
Temporary delay in a sexual battery case against Bill Cosby.
High
today of 60 degrees.
Small spiders have brains that are too big for their heads, so it actually spills into their body and legs.
And then Tao kills them.
That's right.
Tao just came out of nowhere and just grabbed the spider and ripped its legs right off.
You're dating a ghost, weirdo. What are you doing?
I was trying to play this, but they won't play with this on here. I just realized that.
Mm.
This is one of my favorite videos of all time. This guy named Flula. He's a YouTube star. Mm-hmm. And he was also in the second, what was the acapella movies that came out? The Pitch Perfect. He was in Pitch Perfect 2. He was on the Russian team. And he's actually, I got his phone number if you want to call him sometime.
Okay.
One of my friends.
Oh my gosh.
What is this with steady long legs? I've been learning some in America with insectings, with cockroaches and ants, you know, our mice and our ants, that is easy. But who is naming daddy long legs? Why is it that? I don't like that. It is like, we name a cockroach cockroach, we name a horse thing. Daddy long legs?
I don't get it either. Flula, I don't get it.
Tell him.
Americans are weird. Yeah. You know? Daddy long legs. Scariest spider in the world, but they don't they're sweet. They're innocent. They don't bite.
What about the Black Widow?
Black Widow, you stay
That's
away
a terrifying from. Name. What about the brown recluse?
Blah! Wolf spider.
Wolf spiders are harmless.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
They're actually very poisonous.
You know what can kill any spider? The palm of your hand. Smack. Dead.
Yeah. Making me itch.
There's a spider on your back.
Ah! Ah!
I wish there was a spider.
Get it!
If there was a spider on your back, I would kill it.
Thank you.
Just like I tell you every time you have a booger in your nose.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Also, you have one right now. There's an accident. Transition ramp. I-40 East at I-25. It's exit 159 BC. Happened back at 8:30. It was updated 9 minutes ago. So... the accident is on the transition ramp of 40 and 25. That's a big headache, you guys. Maybe use a different...
big headache.
Alternative route, route, however you want to say it, that you look at...
traffic!
You know, I need to ask you guys if you want me to continue...
yes.
...to have the contestants from The Voice on.
I do. I mean, I think Allison Porter is going to win, but
well, yeah. That's the problem.
We already had the winner.
They want to know if we want to interview Allison Porter again.
Yeah, we do.
When?
Do we? When?
I don't know. They hit me up yesterday and they said, would you guys like to have Allison Porter on again?
Wait,
and
what does that mean?
And then I said, well, we kind of already had her on, so I don't know why we would have her on again. And I know she's probably moving on, which is great.
Yeah.
Well,
or does it mean that? We're going into the live round. She already won the knockout.
So when we say live,
she's going to the live rounds.
What do we mean?
Right? Yeah, of course.
Also, Ryan Quinn, we had him on, right?
He's already out. Oh, well, but he got stolen. He went to Team Christina.
So we can interview Ryan Quinn again.
It is so confusing.
I don't know. Do you guys want that? We've already interviewed these people.
I definitely want to keep Allison Porter. I want to keep in touch
Allison
with her.
Porter for
She's
sure.
going to win.
She's going to win.
Yeah, but we've already talked to her. What are we going to talk to her about?
Yeah, but
oh
we
my
could
gosh.
Be the exclusive first interview after she wins. It'd be like, she'd be like, my boys in the Morning Invasion, they're my favorite.
That's true.
Let's give them a call. And then she'll call us.
And then if she doesn't win, she's going to get mad at us because we are the proclaimers.
Yep.
Yeah. We proclaimed her victory.
I'll put in for Allison.
Thank again. You.
Yesterday, if you were listening, we had a great interview with Vanessa Ho. Oh, man.
Totally, like, did, like.
Oh, man.
Kind of nice, like, usually, like, it's school, but, like, chilling at home, like playing some piano, just, like, relaxing. They pretty, like, chill day yesterday. Cool, like, the amount of support I'm getting at my school, like, for, like, the, like, my backstory, which is, like, pretty much the whole school, like, knows that I'm doing the voice, and, like, I'm, like, from, like, it's been really cool, like, that's definitely really cool. Super supportive.
She was such a sweetheart. She was. She's a junior in high school, and that's how they talk.
I had a couple people text in during that interview and say, if she says, like, one more time.
Kind of nice, like, usually, like, it's school, but, like...
Oh, Vanessa.
Guys, that's not edited. That's really what she sounded like on the show.
Really is.
This is the vibe! I was seriously taken aback. Because there are people that have their go-to words. I say bro or dude a considerable amount of time.
I say
But she said like every other like word, like. And I couldn't
believe that's how they talk. That's how my daughter talks.
Yeah, but she's from Thousand Oaks, California. There's a difference.
Yeah, that's true.
That Thousand Oaks, Cal, bro.
Yeah, bro.
I know a very sweet family that lives in Thousand Oaks.
Yeah?
Shout out to the Kittle Huts. Nice. Love you guys. Miss you guys. They'll never hear this.
If you missed a major announcement this morning, tomorrow our boy Dex here booked the one, the only,
Thor.
Thor!
Yeah! Oh! Wait, that's not the right
That's Whoa! The voice. I was like,
why is he playing the voice again?
Chris Hemsworth was not on the voice.
Chris Hemsworth will be joining us on the show tomorrow. To talk about a bunch of things, you know, he of course he's Thor from the Avengers.
The Huntsman. Winter's War comes out in a couple weeks. I saw the trailer yesterday,
Winter's War.
Mind was blown.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. It looked good.
What was the whale movie that he was just in?
In the Heart of the Sea.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen that.
Me neither.
Wanted to see.
So he's going to talk about a bunch of things tomorrow morning. So if you are a fan of Chris Hemsworth, you tune in tomorrow. We'll tell you which time. I don't have an exact time yet, but. And if you have questions, hit us up, studio@star88.fm or Facebook us.
I haven't seen In the Heart of the Sea yet.
Yeah, we should rent that.
It's a prequel to Titanic. It's how they found that diamond.
That's not
that old lady threw off the boat. Spoiler alert, the boat sank. And they got picked up, and the old lady lived forever. Kate Winslet grew up.
Got old.
This is like it's a prequel. It's like, how did we find the heart of the ocean?
It was Daddy Long Legs.
Okay.
What sweetie, Daddy Long Legs. Timing is everything.
Sure is.
When we canceled Static Radio, unfortunately, we did it on April Fool's Day.
That's right!
And everybody thought we were joking. And we weren't. And a lot of people got upset.
We got
emails for a couple weeks after the fact. Like, okay, guys, it's
joke's over.
April Fool's is one day, jerks.
Man.
Well, it was.
I forgot we did that.
It was timed poorly.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, Krispy Kreme just put out...
The rapper?
Yeah, just put out a press release that says they're giving away free glazed donuts on April 1st.
Okay, all right. I'm already on to you.
April Fools.
I'm on to you.
April Fools.
A lot of people thought it was a joke, just like Dex. Dex still thinks it's a joke, don't you, Froggy?
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
Well, I don't think that. I think it's probably not a joke.
I can't stand April Fool's Day.
I thought you thought that
because so many things.
You think you're the baddest.
Froggy Brand!
Used to be Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, I get
2012.
2012?
This is brand new.
It's an old one.
Yeah, just came out. Y'all already know.
Let's do it.
Because I am the baddest of them all. If you ain't about money, then I don't mess with y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all think I don't get girls, because I ain't very tall.
Okay.
This is your theme. Wow. Anyway, a lot of people thought it was a joke, but apparently, no, it's not a joke. Krispy Kreme's giving away free donuts on April Fool's Day.
That's how they get you. They're like drug pushers, man. They just want you to try one donut, and then you're hooked for life.
Did you just say a donut?
Yep.
Say donut.
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 Hurts donut. You're where that joke
what?
Came from.
Yep. Donut?
A couple in Southern California hit a bunch of eggs in their yard last weekend, so their 2-year-old son with Down syndrome could do an Easter egg hunt. But before they could, the next-door neighbor stole all of the
eggs.
Oh,
my gosh.
You got to be kidding me. It's where does worst. This guy live? I will find him. And
Southern Cali,
good.
Babe.
Okay.
Yep.
Don't call me babe ever again.
You got it, babe.
What?
No, that's what we call people in California is babe. Right? Every time I go to California, everybody calls
really?
Me babe.
Yeah.
All the ladies, yeah. all the men. Yeah. Everybody's like, what's up, babe? And I'm like, okay.
You're kind of a babe.
I get it.
Look at that hair.
Thanks, man. Babe. A guy went to a car dealership in Pennsylvania on Saturday to test drive a Mercedes.
Oh.
He left his Lexus as collateral and never came back.
Well, come on.
And when the cops got there, they found out the Lexus was also stolen. So they're trying to track him down.
Hey, wow. Man, I'll just leave you my Lexus. I'll just be right back. Just going to go for a little
test
drive.
Like a collateral issue.
Yeah, you know, and if, you know, if I don't come back, you can just have the Lexus because, you know.
Because it's a Lexus.
It's a Lexus.
Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm the baddest of them all. OK Magazine says that Ben Affleck and Charlize Theron are secretly dating.
Okay.
This is a tabloid. Why is it in our news?
Right.
They first met when they did the movie Reindeer Games together in 2000.
Oh, I forgot about that movie.
They weren't single at the time. Well, source says they reconnected at a post-Oscar party.
Whatever.
That's really...
They saw each other across the room and it's like, oh yeah.
That's really pulling for Ben and Jen to
and you know,
work things out.
You know, yeah. Ben Affleck walked up to her and said, Charlize, why are we playing these foolish games, these reindeer games. It's not even Christmas. Christmas was months ago.
No one said that.
Oh! I'll be your Santa Claus. Stop
that it. Didn't happen.
That's what he said.
That is not real.
That is exactly what he said. And one of the greatest examples of irony I have ever seen, even more so than the Alanis Morissette song, a fire station in Salt Lake City went up in flames last year, and four of the firefighters who were there say it was because the city ignored regulations and didn't have enough smoke detectors.
You gotta be kidding
me. Wow.
Come on.
Incredible.
Incredible.
That was pretty good.
Dave Myers, Fireman Dave, you better check those.
Oh, Fireman Dave, baby. Get
smoke
out
detectors.
Man.
Smoke detectors.
Get on,
at the
get
station.
On it. Get on it.
I'm pretty disappointed they don't have poles anymore at the fire stations. Well, I thought that was.
Because poles picked up a negative connotation in the 70s.
Yeah.
Well,
according to a new report, the average American drank the equivalent of about 433 cans of soda last year.
Oof.
That sounds like a lot, but that's actually the lowest in 30 years.
Oh, nice. My gosh.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's a lot of soda.
Dude, my wife, I have a minor dilemma. She buys this LaCroix, is that what it is? Like sparkling water thing?
Oh, I hate
I think
that.
It's pronounced
ugh.
LaCroix.
Okay, you probably would love what she accidentally bought, because
where?
She normally buys LaCroix or whatever sparkling LaCroix. Water stuff. It's mildly flavored.
Mildly. Yeah.
So a couple days ago, she went to the grocery store, she comes home, she pops a Kroger brand peach.
Please tell me that it was called LaCroix.
La Kroger. It was La Kroger brand. You know, it's just like the store brand. Yeah. So she was like, oh, I was going to save a buck or two. So she grabs like the knockoff brand. She hates buying those. But I'm always like, dude, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Bro, to save you money, it's the same thing.
Dr.
To save $27.
Thunder, bro.
Heck yeah, man. I love Dr. Thunder.
Mountain so. Lightning, dude.
So
Sam's
she
Cola.
Pops it and she takes a sip. And I've never seen her like, it was the most over the top, like, reaction. This has sugar in it. And it was like, oh no. No, it does not. Let me take a drink. And I took a drink and it was like, oh.
Ugh.
sure enough, it was like this knockoff brand, but it's got aspartame in it. Or like stevia or one of those, like, you know what I mean? It's got
Krug,
and I said, what are you talking about? And she lost her mind. And it was like, this does not say sweetened. And it's clearly sweetened. I'm taking it back.
Clearly,
but we had already popped like two of them of the 12 pack. And so it's like sitting on our counter because she is determined, like, no, we're going
back
to the grocery store with 10 of them.
Yeah.
There's only 10 of them in there.
That's okay if you just explain to them that, hey, we like both we grabbed one, we both popped it open.
Yeah. Little did we know it was sweetened and you guys are liars from the pits of Satan's lair.
Well, stevia isn't bad for you. It just doesn't taste good.
It's just, it's like super sweetened and tastes like cancer. You know what I mean? I actually, she
tastes like Band-Aids.
She took a sip and she was like, and handed it to me. I'm like, this is amazing. This is the
road
peach
to cancer
gods.
Is paved with sweet and taste. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Next time I come to your house, if you could just have regular water, I would really appreciate it.
We have regular water. We have the thing on the refrigerator.
All you had was that
LaCroix.
LaCroix.
It's good. It's like sparkling water.
It's European water.
It's good.
Pause. We just had a listener point something out.
Uh-oh.
Are you guys sure that Thor, parentheses, Chris Hemsworth, will be on tomorrow? It is April Fool's Day.
Yo, dog.
Well.
Wait a second, Dex.
You did book this.
I can't cast doubt on you.
You guys will have to tune in, right?
After the JoJo Garoppolo
freaking
incident
JoJo Garoppolo
of 2016.
Is a real guy.
Yeah. You guys will have to tune in and find out if you think it's an April Fool's Day.
I didn't even think about
that's
that.
Fine, whatever.
No, and I do know that I do know that the Huntsman Winter's War is coming out, and I do know that they are pushing press for that film right now. Yeah. So that gives me hope.
Well, we get all these emails, and half the time we don't even get to book the people because they're so famous.
Well, this is very true.
We do get to book them. We've had some famous people on the
show. That's really good. Speaking of 9 o'clock hour, man, we're right around the corner.
When you going to get Kanye?
No.
When you going to get Kanye?
No. Ever. I'll tell you what.
When you going to get Kanye?
If we had the option to book him,
no,
we'd have to.
When?
Why not?
I wouldn't book him.
Yes, you would.
No, I would not. I would pass it up.
Yeah, you would. Kanye, you would.
No way.
This is why I asked Robert to CC me in all the emails. Nope. Robert, when you're doing the big bookings for the big, please just CC me. No. Yeah, I will say yes to everything.
Kanye, no.
Kanye on the morning show? Come
not
on.
Gonna happen.
I mean, come on.
No. Justin Bieber upset a lot of fans by canceling the meet and greets that are supposed to go along with the $2,000 VIP packages for his tour. And those fans were even more upset when they saw a picture of Justin posing with Wayne Gretzky's daughter backstage. At a show last weekend, he canceled the meet and greet so he could stand with the great
Bieber's
daughter.
Come on, man.
I don't believe him anymore.
You don't believe him?
When you going to get Kanye?
Not happening.
Why not?
Just not.
Fabio's Italian family makes him bring 25 to 30 tubs of I Can't Believe It's Not Butter when he visits.
Stop it.
He says, quote, they don't sell it in Italy and my parents are addicted to it, so what can you do?
That is hilarious. Wow.
Okie dokie.
Right around the corner.
Coming up, Patrick Fabian.
Can I get a hallelujah? Can I get a hallelujah and an amen? Do you know if you take two ripe bananas, you put them in a bowl, and you put some sugar, and you go ahead and bake it for 400, you can go ahead and pull it out and have yourself banana bread? Hallelujah!
Is this a deal breaker for you?
I see goodness and honesty when I look into your eyes.
Richard, you lying, cheating... Get your hands off my husband.
You're married and you were hitting on me?
I'm conjoined. I'm not dead.
I found my answer in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 15. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, because inwardly they are ravenous as wolves.
Oh, he knows his Bible.
I mean, he was the lead in the last exorcism.
Rah! All right. We'll talk to Patrick Fabian from Better Call Saul when we come back. Hang out.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We're going to take a break and come right back.
We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex.
Okay, you're going to shut your car off, okay?
Okay.
Take the keys out of the ignition.
Okay. Okay.
You're gonna get out of the car.
Steve-O.
You're making an elderly woman walk by herself. I'm out. I'm going to get her.
And Teo.
If you see like a miscreant in a hat and glasses, with hair that's a little too long, that's Steve-O.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
You're nobody till somebody loves you. You're nobody till somebody cares.
908.
I had a day of 60 degrees.
You may be king,
I have to interrupt us quickly. There is a person that works here that has ruined the ambiance, the environment, I'd say the essence of the Connection Radio department lately. Kelly Bissetic, quit coming over here and microwaving your gross broccoli. I know it's you. I saw you do it. I told on you to skip, so that basically means God knows, and so you need to quit.
This is very true. Skip came to hang out with us this week to say, hey, great job on Sunrise Service. Enjoyed the morning show. But he was so distracted, he kept going, what is that awful smell?
I'll tell you what
he
it is. Looking smell. Everywhere
that
for the
curly-headed
smell.
Medusa, Kelly Bissetic, keeps coming in here and microwaving her broccoli and ruining my morning. Stop it. Who eats broccoli right now? What time is it? It's 9:09. Stop.
You laugh just like Woody Woodpecker. That is incredible.
Shout out to Kelly Bissetic. Stop it.
Sorry.
She's a part of Calvary Knob Hill, man.
Yeah, we're going to start department wars if she's not careful.
Yep. Truth.
Broccoli. Same. Heating up the broccoli. Never change it. It's 9:09.
High today of 60 degrees. Again. Let's do it again.
Okay. I didn't know if we did it.
Yeah, that's a good segue to get you out of that moment. No accidents to report right now. Lots of construction. Watch out for it, guys. Let old Blue Eyes take you in. And speaking of Blue Eyes, we got a blue-eyed angel calling us in just a little bit.
Sure do. Another possible... Well, tomorrow Chris Hemsworth will be on the show. But besides Chris Hemsworth, next week... Melissa Joan Hart.
Yeah. Is it confirmed?
No.
Wait. Stop doing that to us.
Hang on with it. She's calling in for God's Not Dead 2. Oh. Why wouldn't they give us that?
There's always a little disappointment in every happy moment.
She's calling in for God's Not Dead 2. The movie. She's in Melissa Joan Hart, Sabrina the Teenage Witch. She's in God's Not Dead 2.
She's your book girl.
Larissa explains it all.
No, your book girl and Can't Hardly Wait. I'm closer before to Jennifer
that,
Love Hewitt.
Before that, she was Clarissa. She explained it all.
I don't know
all.
How to feel.
She predates Google. Shout out to my boy Dustin Heveron. He made a funny joke yesterday. He said, idea for reboot of Clarissa Explains It All. Google. Very funny. Clever. You'll get it later.
I just realized if I had a character t-shirt, it would have to be
Melissa
Jennifer
Joan
Love
Hart?
Hewitt. Oh. Jennifer Love Hewitt from Can't Hardly Wait.
She's not a character, bro. She's a real person.
She is a real person.
Walking around with a t-shirt of a real person.
I would sing Barry Manilow to her.
I think there needs to be a Teo t-shirt line.
I'm down with that.
Teo.
I'd wear a t-shirt of you.
Spell it correctly.
T-shirt wars.
It's not even me on it. It's just, it says Teo.
Oh, pass.
That's all it says.
I want your face.
Or there should be a Morning Invasion t-shirt that says TMI, The Morning Invasion.
Ooh.
That's right.
That's not bad. I like
TMI.
That. All right, before we call Patrick Fabian.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone.
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 The good news is, start reading.
We hear a lot about how dangerous football is for kids. But would you get instincts like this from playing baseball?
No. Probably hockey.
A 32-year-old shoplifter tried to steal about $800 worth of items from a Target outside of Seattle on Tuesday. He had a big screen TV and a bunch of other stuff in his cart and just tried to walk out.
Okay.
Then two cops who happened to be there started chasing him, so he ran outside and tried to lose them by running into an Old Navy next door. Right?
Well, what you want to do, if you're going to run into an Old Navy, you want to run in right after they've had a sale, because you can't find anything or anyone in an Old Navy after
Dude,
they've had a sale.
Dude, for real.
It's Forever 21.
It is a barren wasteland.
You go in and you're like, what? Where is this?
Sorry, Hunger man, you missed the 40% off khaki
The districts
sale.
Are fighting. Oh. Katniss shows up and kills you.
It's all over.
Yep. So this criminal ran into an Old Navy next door trying to ditch the cops. But that's when a 14-year-old high school football player named Kevin Mers saw what was happening, ran in out of nowhere, tackled the guy. Boom!
Sounds like a real Barry Goldberg.
Kevin's about 6'1", and the shoplifter was only 5'6", or 5'7". So he says it wasn't that hard to bring him down. I was just right there at the right place at the right time, guys.
It's good.
Of course, my natural reaction was to just tackle him. It was just like a Hollywood movie, almost.
Yeah, why'd you take out the Hollywood movie music? You know, it was good.
Running for the store from the outside, and so I was like, okay. There's some crazy guy in here.
He even put a television into his cart, and then he tried to walk right out the door. He actually ran through the mall into another store, then he ran out the front of that store, and then into the Old Navy store.
I heard all this stuff full like, of trickery. Falling down, and it was crazy.
You're not a very good storyteller there, kid, but, you know, you did a great job. You tackled that criminal. You wrapped him up with both arms, drove him into the ground like you learned in football. Two cops took over, put him in handcuffs. All in a day's work. All in a day's work.
Man, that's legit.
The local police say they're nominating Kevin for an award for helping them out, but he says he was just trying to be a good citizen.
You know what? I don't need an award. I'm just doing what, you know, my instincts told me to do. Nice. Took over, you know.
So, yeah, give a big shout out to this young man who tackled.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
I have to enter a retraction.
Ooh.
Our ever faithful will never quit emailing us, Rodney says. Sorry to play the nerd, but that was Dean Martin, the king of cool. Frank Sinatra was Old Blue Eyes.
Yep.
Okay, I thought it was Frank Sinatra.
Oh, you mean there's nobody.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that was Dean Martin.
They also
I didn't even hear it.
He was a crooner.
I was Patrick Fabian.
I await your next email approximately 1 minute from now, Rodney.
Patrick Fabian.
Should I call him?
Let's do it.
The hilarious thing is, I said, do you want to call the studio or do you want us to call you? And he said, how about you give me the number to the studio? And when I forget, you call me. He's such a good dude, man. All right.
All right. Well, let's see if we can get him on the phone first, because that's an adventure all in itself.
Yeah. 10 minutes later, they still hadn't dialed.
Patrick, please call us. Patrick Fabian is on season one and season two of Better Call Saul.
Howard Hamlin wrote
election failure.
Oh, that's a failure.
Oh,
that's one.
Okay. How many times does it take for a Steve-O Jeter?
He's currently texting me, bro. I'm trying to figure it out. He's calling us.
Okay, good.
Give us a minute.
All right.
Give us a minute.
Well, then I'll play some of his highlight reel.
Can I get a hallelujah? Can I get a hallelujah and an amen?
Hallelujah.
Do you know if you take two ripe bananas, you put them in a bowl, and you put some sugar, and you go ahead and bake it for 400, you can go and pull it out and have yourself banana bread. Hallelujah!
Now the question is, which reverend was that?
Right?
I see goodness and honesty when I look into your eyes.
Oh, really?
Richard, you lying, cheating...
Oh!
Get your hands off my husband.
You're married and you were hitting on me?
Mm-hmm. I'm conjoined. I'm not dead.
That's Kelly
I
Kapowski.
Found my answer in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 15. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing.
It's a pretty good pastor.
Because inwardly, they are ravenous as wolves. In the last 6 months, the way the economy's been going, I've been forced to put about 50,000 men and women out of work. Now, some of them will blame Carnelian for their misfortunes, I'm sure. It's understandable.
That's from Big
this
love.
Way, people. Over here. Amatwe kane no shincha o. Go shokai shabasu dandelion.
Dude's got range.
Kono kishiwa.
Sounds like he's making fun of the people.
Shushita. Shingata nengro de eserebasu.
He's showing his depth.
Dude, his television career started in 1992 on a show called Bodies of Evidence.
Never
and he has been a part of just about every major television series to date.
Including Saved by the Bell, the college years.
I have never had so many texts from friends asking about Kelly Kapowski.
Amen.
He's famous.
I've never seen such a view before. World right before my eyes.
Is he gonna call us?
So yeah, much for it's me ringing.
Hello.
Hello, I'm looking for Steve-O, please. Yes! This is Patrick Fabian calling.
Hello, Patrick Fabian.
Welcome to the show, my friend.
How you doing, buddy?
Oh, there we are. There we are. Everybody's there. Hello.
It's on.
Yes,
it's happening.
Well, I gave you the direct on. Studio. This is the secret bat line that takes you straight to our morning show. No producers, no nothing, man.
That's right.
You know, I like it clean like that. Way to go. Way to strip it down.
Yeah. So what are you currently doing, Patrick Fabian? What's life look like for you right now?
Very exciting out here in Los Angeles, boys. I just dropped off a five-year-old at Dixie Canyon Charter yes. School, and a little boy smeared some mud on me, which is really awesome. And let's see, I've got crayons in my pocket, and I've got yogurt that's turned upside down in the back of my Highlander. So the glamour never stops in L.A.
Proud of you, yeah. Patrick.
You know, you're just a dad. You're just a dad.
Man.
You're, you know, you act and you're a dad.
Real life, man.
You know, I try and tell my kids, I try and make them watch Better Call Saul and, of course, my reel every night, and yet it doesn't stick. They just don't care.
It's the way it is, man. The way it is.
Hey, you gotta get in a Marvel movie, and then they'll care.
Yep.
Oh man, if I could, or if I could somehow become a cartoon and get on Jake and the Neverland Pirates,
there you go.
Yeah, you know, if your kids, you know, if they grew up in the Saved by the Bell, the college years, now that's a different story.
Different story.
They would have been all about that.
Hey,
right?
I'm sorry. I wanted to start off this just so I can get a visual. So I'm in my Highlander, like in a suburban part of Los Angeles, and I'm wearing a Pittsburgh Steeler hoodie because I've come from Pennsylvania. What are you guys wearing?
Yeah. Patrick, I love you, man. First of all, welcome to the Morning Invasion. You know me, I'm Steve-O. My co-hosts over here, Dex and Teo.
Yes, very nice to talk to you, Patrick.
I am wearing, let's see, what t-shirt am I even wearing? I don't even know what t-shirt I'm wearing. But, I'm just wearing a normal, whatever, blank t-shirt and a hoodie. Teo, what are
you
wearing?
I've got a button-up on.
Button-up, nice denim, nice denim shirt. Yeah. Dex, what are you wearing?
Yeah, Dex.
I'm wearing I'm wearing a Kelly Kapowski t-shirt.
Yeah!
Boom.
That's right. Boom. I'm wearing
ring
it today.
Ring the bell.
He really is.
Winner, chicken dinner.
Yep.
He is really wearing a Kelly Kapowski t-shirt today.
Can I tell you a funny story, Patrick? Because my daughter, who's 11 years old, got me this t-shirt for my birthday a couple years ago. And I opened it up and I was like, oh, that's so cool. And then I put it on and I looked in the mirror and I said to myself, self, you're a 36-year-old man wearing a Kelly Kapowski t-shirt. I can't walk out. I can't wear this. How weird and creepy is that going to be for an old man to be wearing this teenager on his shirt?
Yeah.
You know? I dare you to go to Starbucks and see how long it takes for somebody to call the cops.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, they want me to wear it around campus, and every time I leave the studio, I put my sweater on because I'm not going to get caught.
Well, truth be told, I got one in my closet, too.
Yes!
So he gave me one of those for a rap present. And at first I was like, oh, that's silly. I'm never going to put it on. But like a secret shame spiral, I will put it on and look at myself in the mirror and go like, can I pull this off? And I'm like, no, this is not going to work.
You got to get that.
Yeah. She looks fantastic on that t-shirt, I have to say. She really does.
Yeah. Well, yeah, everybody was in love.
Timeless.
Yeah, when we watched Saved by the Bell back in the day, oh my goodness, that was every boy's, you know, heartthrob. That was crush.
I gotta be honest, not necessarily my heartthrob. Oh, I was more a fan of Kelly Taylor, 90210.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I hear you. So I think those shows were like a safe landing ground for like a generation. Like when you're on the cusp, like 11 and 12, 13, and you're not sure what's going on.
Yeah.
Those were sort of safe shows to go like, oh, I'm attracted to her.
Right.
I'm not sure why, but I want to keep watching.
It's exactly true.
And Screech was there as the tonic to make you feel like it was okay.
Amen.
See, here is my thing, Patrick.
Man.
This is Teo, by the way. I remember when the college years premiered. Like, we made it a family affair. Our whole family watched it. We clicked over from Full House to Saved by the Bell, the college years. And I have never, never felt as angry as when Professor Lasky tried to take Kelly away from Zach. That was like my first encounter with evil. I didn't know how to handle it.
Okay, first of all, I got two words for you. Consenting adults. Okay, that's the first thing. So that gets me legal.
Okay.
Second of all, you know, when I first did the show, I got like, that was my first exposure to like the power of television.
Yeah.
I get on this show and I had not watched the morning thing. You know, I was the old man. I was like 26 or 7, you know,
right.
And I got like four garbage bags full of mail, old fashioned mail, the first week the show airs, and people are like, oh, you're so cute. Oh, yeah, I like your hair. I want to be an anthropology teacher. How do I go to college? All these really positive, sort of things. I kiss Kelly Kapowski, and I get about a dozen bags of hate mail immediately. People have ripped up my picture and sent it back. They say, you're the worst. You're a bad man. I couldn't believe I got between her and Zach.
Six of those bags were from me.
Oh, man, that is hilarious.
What's interesting... 6 degrees of separation. You are now currently, of course, on Better Call Saul, which films right here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And Ray Seahorn, you play alongside Ray Seahorn. She was on a show recently called Franklin and Bash, where she played opposite of Mark Paul Gosselaar. So it's like this weird Saved by the Bell.
And you know what? If you go one step further, I'm in an episode of Franklin and Bash.
Oh my gosh! Are you serious?
We don't have scenes together, but I'm playing I'm playing a lawyer who has no soul.
Of course.
And I'm trying to get some kid off from ruining the prom, something like that. I'm not even sure.
I loved that show.
And I remember being at the table read with her and watching her, and this is so indicative of how she is on the show. I love her to pieces. We're doing Franklin and Bash, and I'm not trying to throw it under the bus, but I will say we're not curing cancer with the show, you know what I'm saying?
He's right.
But Ray is making the most out of everything she is given.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, that is the kind of work attitude I wish I had. And then I get cast in the show with her on Better Call Saul, and now I'm working against her, and I'm like, oh, actually, I'm not sure if I wish I had that work attitude, because she works really hard, and I'm a little bit lazier when it comes to this sort of thing.
Gotcha.
That's hilarious.
On the show, Patrick Fabian, who has been in about every television series you could imagine. Patrick, we wanted to have some fun this morning. I have gone the distance as far as trivia because, dude, you have seriously been in just about every fantastic television show.
Yeah, we were all shocked at how many. It was like, wait, he was in that. Whoa.
Yeah, yeah. My wife lost her mind.
I've been passed around Hollywood.
You absolutely have. You're on an episode of Castle. My wife lost her mind. It's just fantastic.
Can I tell? You got to tell your wife. One, the two of them, honest to God, are the nicest people in the world. They're like in season, 18 of Castle?
Right?
And usually in shows like that, sometimes people can get, believe it or not, a little jaded, you know? They get a little tired of their positions. Those two are not. Nathan Fillion just talked my ear off about everything that was going on. He was interested and interesting. And Stana Kotick is... she is so incredibly beautiful to stand next to. It almost makes me shake.
Yeah.
She's pretty to photograph, but when you stand right next to her, honestly, if she's like, you need to go kill the cameraman, I'd pick up whatever rusty thing was there and start playing.
Incredible. And this last October, my wife and I celebrated our 13th wedding anniversary, and we went out to Brooklyn. I'd never been to New York, and so we went out to Brooklyn for a week, and it just so happened, Patrick, that New York Comic Con was going on at that time. So,
what a coincidence.
What a coincidence. My wife had no idea. I might have had some knowledge of this. So I used my, of course, press credentials and got us in, and we actually got to meet Nathan Fillion. And yes, he was probably the kindest human I have ever met. Just so genuine. And that's, I watched him meet hundreds upon hundreds of nerds who were there for Firefly or for Castle or whatever. And he was genuinely kind to every single person he encountered. So I was thoroughly impressed with him. He's an amazing dude.
And you know what? From working as much as I have and for as long as I have with as many varied people, the one constancy I like to see is, I mean, the salacious stories of like so-and-so is a real awful person are much more interesting. But the fact of the matter is, the people who find themselves on top, I generally find, carry it with great grace.
Yeah.
Nathan carries it with grace. You know, I was on Big Love with Bill Paxton.
Yeah,
I can't talk enough about how great he was. I did NCIS, and this is like season 40 for them, and I'm going onto the set for them. And Mark Harmon comes over, he's like, hey, Patrick, welcome to the show. Like, he knew my name, knew what was going on, and then he said, how do you like your coffee? And I was like, little cream and sugar, I guess. He goes, all right, great. So Mark Harmon goes over to craft service and gets me coffee, by the way, every day I'm there.
Wow.
He like, sort of shows up with it.
That's really
just
cool.
Just a regular guy. I mean, he's a regular guy who's sitting on a mountain of money that reaches to the stars. But he and I are exactly the same.
But it's an incredible takeaway on the idea of humility. You know, this is a Christian station, and you know, Christ said, hey, you want to be the greatest in the kingdom, you become the servant of all. You become the least. And you find that in culture that, hey, guess what? You don't have to be a ruthless, heartless jerk.
jerk in order to fight your way to the top. There are actually kind-hearted people, and that goes a long way, man. So
it goes a long way, and I have to say, you know, in that vein, which isn't to say the evil don't rise, because they certainly do, and they get paid way too much money. There's no doubt about it. It's sort of the state of the world, but there's what I find is that that is surrounded by difficulty and strife, and it bleeds out. We always call it, you know, the fish smells. What is it? The fish stinks according to its head, or something like that. I'm totally messing that up. But I don't even know what that's from now. But the idea is like, you know, Bill Paxton's like a great guy in such a great tone, and that energy flows over everybody. It flows over the entire set because everybody's working hard. Everybody's putting in 16-hour days. And if the guy who has the most on his shoulders can do it with a smile and a sense of grace, it just makes you, it makes your workload lighter, you know? Yeah. And it's a great example. So if ever I'm in that position, I hope I'll be able to, you know, emulate that.
Yeah. We're talking with Patrick Fabian. Of course, Better Call Saul. He plays Howard Hamlin.
Oh, you jerk.
How is it?
Talk about a Christ-like figure.
Yeah,
right?
No Howard kidding. Hamlin, huh? Seriously. Man, your character, Howard Hamlin, you are
ruthless
jerk. And what's it like on set? Because we always hear all the time that everybody from, you know, the Breaking
Bad. Dude, we're blocks away from you.
Crew to now Better Call Saul. It's just unbelievable to work on the set with everybody.
Well, you know what it is. It's awful. It's drudgery. They don't pay me enough. Yeah. And the thing is, you know, they photograph me. They put makeup on me. They give me these fine clothes. Everybody tells me I'm nice. You know, it's a really tough situation for me. Talk about across the bed.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I hear you, man.
I'm excited for season three because I'm telling you right now, Patrick, we are seriously walking distance from HHM, and we have got to have you in studio.
Yeah,
we are seriously right there.
I would love to come and be in the studio with you. Absolutely, yeah. That building on Jefferson is really awesome. It's a functioning building as well. So it's so odd. It's such a great entertainment thing, right? We block out the building because we're going to be shooting there. So everybody is dressed up, pretending to be lawyers, pretending to be janitors, pretending to be the law office, and we have to hold the real people who are lawyers and are maintenance and do work in the building, so we can film ourselves, and then we say cut. And then we let them all in. So we become sort of friendly with them and waving with them and sort of taking pictures of our doppelgangers and things like that.
Incredible.
That's hilarious.
Incredible. On the phone, Patrick Fabian of Better Call Saul. All right. You have been in television for a couple years. I'm looking at your, of course, Wikipedia, where you go for all the wealth of knowledge and information in the universe. It's got you starting out in 1992, Bodies of Evidence, and then you just go down and you scroll for what feels like eons of every television show you've been on. So with that, I have decided to come up with a round of Patrick Fabian trivia. Now, I'm hoping that you remember some of these.
I'm
hoping I do well on this. It would be very embarrassing.
It would be hilarious if you missed these. So I did I didn't dig too deep. I was trying to keep it kind of okay. But
all right,
we'll start with some easy ones. Start with some easy ones. Recently, you play Dr. Ollie. At least that's what Arizona calls you on Grey's Anatomy. Dr. Ollie had a video game in his office because of his love for what sport?
I believe my character description was rockstar proctologist, which
That's
makes
awesome.
My mother very proud. So when he wasn't probing the undersides of people for cash, he was on the golf course.
Yeah,
he loves golf.
Yes,
good job.
All
good
right,
stuff. That's good.
All right. Now this one was in recent years as well. You were on an episode of a TV show, playfully titled after a C.S. Lewis book. Can you name the show? And for bonus points, can you name the episode?
Wow.
Yeah.
C.S. Lewis book.
Boy. Very famous.
It's a long time since The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe for me, man.
Yes!
Legit.
Ugly Betty, The Lion, the Watch, and the Wardrobe. Yeah. Incredible.
Boom! How about that? Boy, that was brief. Ugly Betty, I'm on a blink of an eye. I'm a fashion newscaster.
Yeah, you didn't even have like a name on that one. I'm trying. All right.
Honestly, I think I remember. My friend was a producer on that show, and I had known him for years. And I was struggling with my life at that moment. And he called me up and said, you know, it's not much, but would you like to have a job? And the answer that any actor has is yes, as they wipe the saliva from their mouth. So I said yes. But he's like, it doesn't have a name. I remember that. And I'm like, that's okay.
Totally cool.
That's, time, okay. So.
That's amazing. That's going to be like what it's like for me with season 3 of Better Call Saul. And I can't wait for that. Thank you so much. Can't wait. Can't wait. All right. Day 3 of 24. Oh, we're taking it back a few
this
years.
This is my favorite show of all time.
Oh, yeah.
My eldest son, he's 12 years old. His name is Jack. And I'm not going to say he's named after Jack Bauer. But the truth is, he is totally named after Jack Bauer. Full on, not even, I got, honestly, Jack, my son Jack Jeter, he is definitely named after Jack Bauer, one of the coolest television series around, at least for the first 3 years.
Absolutely.
Until Jack went rogue for 17 seasons, and it just got old.
Yeah, it got a little crazy, I get it.
Thankfully, you were in season 3 when it was still amazing. Now, you, sir, didn't play the nicest of characters. You contracted the Cordelia virus because you were straight up kicking it at Cheater's hotel. What was
we like to call it sweaty virus guy.
There you go. Yeah. Sweaty virus guy. Yes. You were the dude that snuck out of said hotel because you were not playing nice with someone who was not your bride. What was
no,
the name?
That was bad.
What was the name of the character that dispersed the Cordelia virus at the hotel?
Whoa. Oh, wow. Yeah. You got me. I thought you were going to say, what was the name of the actress who I was cheating on with or something like that. You know what? I don't remember any of that. I remember this. I'll tell you a story instead and not answer the question. I'm the politician.
There you go. That's good.
So I get there. I'm on 24. I'm totally psyched. This is a big show. Jack Bauer's going to be there. So I go into makeup, and it didn't dawn on me that I was sweaty virus guy until they started putting sweaty virus stuff all over me. So they put this makeup on. They make me look awful. They put this gel, this goop. You don't even touch it. You don't even look at it. And as soon as they finish the makeup on me, bang, that's lunch.
Oh!
So I go to lunch. No one wants to eat lunch with sweaty virus guy.
Sure,
so I sit in the corner. It's freshman year of high school all over again. Shame and embarrassment.
Oh.
And I never met Jack Bauer anyways because I never had any contact with him. So
that is
away,
hilarious.
Just like, wow. I felt like I was through the ringer on that.
That is amazing.
And the virus guy's name was, let's say, Carl. He was Carl, the evil one, right?
Your character was William Cole, and his character was Marcus Albers.
Oh.
Marcus Albers. Wow, yeah. You know what? I gleefully give that to you.
Yes.
You
there you go. Okay.
Awesome.
Last one, because you have been in quite a few television series. However, one television series in particular happens to be probably my favorite TV show of all time. In a TV show called Friends, you may have heard of it.
Yes.
You played a character named Nurse Dan. In the episode, Phoebe is giving birth, but absolutely hates her doctor. Why?
Oh, because he pretends to be Fonzie
all the time. Yes! His affinity
that
for
actor,
Fonzie.
So funny. He's so good. That was the 100th episode.
Yes, it was!
And it was her giving birth to the triplets, and I gotta say, at that point, they are massively famous and massively wealthy, and what I learned about them, just like being on Will and Grace, because I was on them for an episode when they were sort of at their peak, those guys sublimated their egos when it came to the work. When it came to the show, whatever was the funniest, wherever that idea came from, that's what they wanted. It was really interesting to watch the six of them on set. And they would read the lines, and if things, laugh, and if something was, like, less than a laugh, all of them would put their heads together to try and solve the problem to make it funnier. So consequently, on tape night, we could have shot an hour-long episode of that show with great laughs. And so what they do then is just slice and slice and slice, and they just keep the best. So it was a real great experience to watch them be so gracious and nice and just so laugh-out-loud funny.
That's awesome.
That's
dude,
so cool.
Patrick Fabian on the show with us right now. Of course, Howard Hamlin on Better Call Saul. My wife just texted in all caps, he was on Franklin and Bash! She loved that show. So you're on all my wife's favorite shows as well. She loved Scandal. She loves Castle. She loved Franklin and Bash. Now,
Hey, Patrick, speaking of everything you've done, what is it that you want to do that you haven't done? Is there a TV series that you're really trying hard to get on?
Oh, you know, me and every other guy who thinks he looks good in a suit wanted to be on Mad Men so bad.
Oh.
I never found something that was. Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. They never hired me. It wasn't me finding anything. They never hired me.
But thanks for bringing that one up, Dex.
I know. That was a great show.
No, that's totally cool. Do you want to talk about all the shows that I haven't gotten done?
That would be the one Wikipedia page longer than your actual Wikipedia page.
Oh, my gosh. You are totally right. You know what? I'm a Game of Thrones nut. Yeah, I would love to, like, wear the chainmail and get in there, but I don't think that's happening either.
You're way too pretty for that, man. You're an attractive dude, and it seems like all of those guys have to just look half-beaten in order to get a part.
Then make me the pretty boy sacrifice. You know, that one episode and have them rend me asunder with dragons and fire at the end of it. I don't care. That's cool.
Dude, you need to go back to the sweaty virus guy and send him a picture
of
that.
Yes, there it is.
Yeah. They'll be like, oh, we needed an afflicted
one.
What
I'd like to do, I'd love to be in a Western sometime. I mean, of course, you always, I've had a great run playing, you know, articulate teachers and lawyers and stuff like that, and, you know, and bad guys, and it's been really, really fun. But of course, you know, I want to ride a horse and be the sheriff with the cowboy hat or something, you know. And
you can be that.
I also don't think that'll happen either, because if I look at myself in Westerns, it's the same thing. I'm like, nah, I don't like sheriff. Oh, that's right. I look like the guy with the vest who comes from St. Louis and is owned by the government. That's what I look like. So, you know.
Dude, you need to try to be on Hell on Wheels.
Yeah. There you go. There you go.
I can't grow a beard. They won't have
Oh, man. Incredible. Now, of course, tomorrow night on NBC, your episode of Grimm coming up. So you're going to be on that. Tell us what that was like.
Never been to Portland. One of the reasons I love being an actor is it takes you to places you'd never find yourself. And so, for some reason, I never found myself in Portland, Oregon, and it was gorgeous. It was great.
Yeah.
So much fun. Even though it's sort of a cusp of winter, the Columbia River Gorge, you know, nature for me, getting out, and Albuquerque as well, by the way. I rolled my eyes when I first got the job Albuquerque. So I was like, ooh, Albuquerque, because I'm a big, you know, I love the sand and the surf and the big open thing. And Albuquerque has turned me around completely, and New Mexico has turned me around completely. You know, there's that spirituality of being out in nature, and New Mexico's got it in spades. It just does.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, the sun and the clouds and the air and everything, it really can help, you know, sort of calm the monkey mind and allow yourself to think of something greater than yourself without a doubt. Mm. And Portland also did that to me. I went and saw the Columbia River Gorge for the first time, and I was dumbfounded. Yeah, I seemed so silly and so small with my little electronic iPhone, and where I could go everywhere in the world with this, and instead I'm standing next to this amazing river that dumps out in the Pacific, and it's just, you know, it's awestruck. So that was fun on the nature part of it, but the work itself was great because they're in their fifth season. They're all really fun, nice people, and I got to do, I'm not going to give too many spoilers away, but I've got some intense makeup.
I did see that.
So I was in the...
You go ahead. Sorry.
I found myself a makeup chair for, like, you know, 4 hours at a pop in order to put this stuff on. And it was really, really cool to work in. But once again, like Sweaty Virus Guy, you put on crazy makeup, and the people who were chatting with you and showing you pictures of their kids, they're not talking to you anymore. You're just standing by yourself.
You look terrifying, because there was, like, the next week on Grimm. And I don't really watch the show. My wife loved the first few seasons. I don't know where it's at now, but I saw the, you know, next week on Grimm thing, and you looked, like something straight out of, like, Tales from the Crypt or something. Yeah. It was terrifying. So.
Which I love. Tales from the Crypt, I love all that stuff. Twilight Zone, so anything to be a part of that sort of thing is great. And it's such a 180 from playing Howard Hamlin, for the Grimm thing, and they have their own cult, you know, base following. So I'm really thrilled to see and interested to see how it all turns out tomorrow night. NBC. Grimm.
I just told my sisters and our family text. I was like, guys, guess who we're interviewing right now? And I sent a picture from the college years, and my little sister Allison is flipping out. Right now.
Well, is she listening? Because Allison, you can get in my class anytime.
She said, tell him his relationship with Kelly was weird. I'm telling you, man, it was a family thing.
She made the right choice, though, didn't she? You know?
I mean, that's so good. Talking with Patrick Fabian, of course, just amazing dude. Howard Hamlin on Better Call Saul. What has been the oddest encounter you've had? Because you mentioned the fact that when you played the professor back on Saved by the Bell, the college years, you got pages upon pages upon mounds of hate mail. Have you ever had any weird fan encounters?
Well, first of all, on the same bit of nothing, I still, when I go through airports, particularly airports, I get shout-outs all the time from dudes who just go, yo, you kissed Kelly Kapowski. I just raise my fist. I just raise my fist like it's the 1968 Olympics. I'm like, rock on, and I just keep going.
Chariots of Fire starts playing.
In this next plane ride, that will be on my tombstone. He kissed Kelly Kapowski. And I thought, well, there's worse things in life to go through. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. Amen. It's true. And it's not like, the thing is, I hope it's not coming across like we're bringing up this lame memory. Because honestly, like, when I realized that's who you were, I totally got so excited.
Yeah.
I was like, I love this guy.
So, we were all young and beautiful when that was on, and so it makes us all happy to remember.
Absolutely. Awesome.
When times were innocent and you had money in your pocket.
Yeah.
I know, I feel the same way.
So speaking of Saved by the Bell, bring it all the way back around, our boy Dex here is sporting his Kelly Kapowski t-shirt in style.
I am.
If you could have a character t-shirt, maybe it was the crush growing up, whatever it was, Patrick, who would your celebrity t-shirt be that you would sport?
Oh, that I'd be putting on when I was, I'm old enough, this will date me completely. I had Ronnie Anderson on my wall.
Okay.
In the red bathing suit, the red one piece, which was the precursor to the Baywatch red one piece. But Ronnie Anderson was the one. And I remember having her on the wall, but I also had, I had her next to Fonzie. And I remember, you know, it's at that age where you're interested in both of them, right?
Oh,
for different reasons,
right.
And you can't really quite place it.
Right.
You've got a hero and a love, and you're like, I don't know.
Whatever happened to that? My kids don't have
choose.
Those.
Don't make me choose.
They're equal importance.
I feel like that has just gone to the wayside, because when I was a kid, I had all of those posters up, and I have three boys, 12, 10, and 3 years old, and they don't have any they have like a Batman poster and a Star Wars poster. Gone are the classic.
Oh my gosh. We would go to the Jersey Shore, and you would, you know, spend $100 on some stupid, you know, ring toss bottle game in order to get the biggest poster. For me, it was like Rush,
right?
Those kind of bands
were
the things I had, you know.
That's
and
awesome.
And I, you know, the mirrors that were spray painted with something toxic because the color never faded.
Of course,
and you know,
you get the Guns N' Roses, the Appetite for Destruction mirror on my wall. Yeah,
right. Because I was going to be tough. I was going to be tough in my suburban, bedroom in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Man,
that's
I was
right.
rough.
We're talking with Patrick Fabian. Now let's go back to talking about Better Call Saul. Because,
yes.
Yeah. You know, we were saying this. We said this a few days ago.
We had Johnny Banks on.
Yeah, we had Jonathan Banks on. Which, man, he was such a great interview.
Fun guy.
He was a great guy to hang out with, and we were saying that Better Call Saul, this could actually be better than Breaking Bad, because it is just getting better and better and better every episode. What do you think?
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I will never say that, absolutely. but, you know, here's the thing. I think what's great about it is that it sort of continues the flame from what we loved.
Yeah.
You know, Breaking Bad was so great, and people had such crazy emotions about it and attached to it, that you just, you know, you don't want the relationship to end. And this allows you to keep dating it in a weird way. And, you know, let's face it. The first time we see Mike Emmertrout alive in the pilot of Better Call Saul, everybody just goes, oh, good. Because we know what happens. And that's that weird thing while we're watching it. We know where a lot of these people's fates lie.
Yeah. Mm.
And yet we're so it really is like watching a Greek tragedy. We know where Mike ends up.
Yeah.
And yet to watch him living and breathing and doing stuff again makes us so excited. And, you know, I think also after the first season, people got to know, for instance, you know, Michael McKean's character, Ray Seahorn's character, my character, Michael Mando's character. At first they were like, who are these people invading my Breaking Bad world? And now we've sort of been accepted into it. So now that the table has been set, I think this season is much more of a feast, because there's no longer, what's that guy doing here? Now it's, oh, there's Chuck.
Yeah.
Oh, there's Howard. People have an opinion about what's going on.
Sure.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, and, you know, and then we're seeing all these, you know, characters like Tuco showing up.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, that's what I love, and I can't wait to see who else is going to show up. But, you know, when is Gus going to show up? Or,
oh, man.
Or even, you know, Walter White or Jesse Pinkman, are they going to make
Do
a cameo?
Do we want that? Do we want that?
I want that.
Well, it's funny. That's interesting. Do you want that or not? Or would it somehow sour the milk? I don't know. And I don't know what Vince and Peter have in store. They certainly aren't calling me to find out what I think. So,
Yes.
I just, you know, I keep getting people on Twitter saying, like, wow, it's too bad that Howard's dead. I'm like, what do you mean Howard's dead? I'm like, well, maybe he moved offices. I don't know. Maybe he moved to New York.
Maybe he moved offices. It's definitely interesting because I was a huge fan of Breaking Bad. And so when they announced this, I was very skeptical, hesitant, and thought, oh, man, they're just a cash grab. And then I remembered that it's AMC and that it's Vince Gilligan, who is, and the writing has just been so phenomenal that you kind of, it feels like that wonderful extension, as you said. But again, you get to play one of the, like, I guess, if anything, you're the nemesis. You're Howard Hamlin. You're kind of the jerk, and you're the guy that everybody loves to hate. What can we expect coming up? Because I know we only have a couple episodes left this season. It's getting kind of dicey with Kim Wexler, and we don't know where she stands.
Kim Thorne in my side.
Oh, she's the worst! I'm with you, man.
I can tell you this. You know, if you tune in Monday night, you'll see some brand new information. We get to peel the onion back a little bit on Howard before the end of the season, which might shine a light on what makes him tick.
It's funny because I actually really enjoy your character specifically because of that. The idea that within this season, you threw your neck out there. You said, all right, we're going to go for it. And you kind of like laid off the terrible jerk character for a moment and gave Saul a chance, or I guess Jimmy right now, a chance, and then of course we see how that all worked out.
Last year everybody thought I was evil from the beginning, and then when it turned out that I really wasn't,
right?
It's like everybody's like, oh, sorry about that, sorry about all that hate mail. And then this year, as soon as I started to be in their mind mean to Kim, everybody got back on my case going, like, I knew it all along, you're just dirt.
So
man,
great.
I cannot wait for season 3. You got to come hang out with us. We're seriously blocks away from HHM. So
I will definitely come down on Jefferson. Hey, can I talk about one more thing that I'm doing right now?
Please do. Yes.
Great. I wrapped an independent film here in Los Angeles called Driver X.
And
you can find all about it at driverxmovie.com. And it's me as a middle-aged guy in Los Angeles who basically life has not gone the way it's supposed to. So he ends up having to drive Uber in nighttime Los Angeles to save his marriage and save his family. And so it's sort of like, I kept thinking like it was like character work, but it's not, because I'm in this car with, you know, 20-somethings and millennials, and I am old enough to be their father. It's like going into Starbucks now and having people call you sir. And you're like, who are you talking to? And so it's going to be hitting the festival circuit sometime, hopefully in the spring. But if you want to find any more about it, it's driverxmovie.com. Love it if you go visit it.
Yes, absolutely. Awesome, dude. Now, I know there was a Kickstarter behind it. I saw a lot of information about this. I'm glad you're bringing this up because it seemed like something very, very cool. So, man, Patrick, you are awesome. Yes. Thank you for hanging out with us.
Thank you.
Such a great time.
Thank you for having me on. And you know what? I will definitely come down and be on live with you when we come back for season 3.
Yeah!
Sometime in July or August, all right?
Awesome, dude.
Beautiful.
Congratulations, Patrick. Yeah, dude. Success, man.
Incredible. Yeah, awesome.
All right, guys, thank you so much. And you know what? You can off the line. You can get my address, and you can send me that Kelly Kapowski T-shirt.
You got it, buddy.
You got it.
We'll see.
Amazing.
You, man.
Well, all right. Talk to you soon, man.
Have a great day. Bye.
You too. Patrick Fabian.
Is everybody on Better Call Saul just awesome?
Yes. Like that's I'm telling you, that show is fantastic.
So good. So good. Patrick Fabian, if you missed the interview, we'll have it up on our podcast here a little bit after the show.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
Yeah.
He has been in seriously everything. Mm-hmm. What an incredible like character.
You stumped
actor.
Him on one of those questions.
I did.
You got him.
I did.
Good morning.
Yo, guys.
Hey.
The best radio in the world ever.
Thanks, man.
He's great, huh? He was fun.
He's a good guy.
You know, the problem I'm having is I cannot picture what he looks like, and oh my god! And I don't have a smartphone, so I gotta wait till I get home. So
Do you watch Better Call Saul or no?
Yeah, well, I've only gotten to episode 4. I haven't watched it in a couple
you've seen
weeks.
Him.
You know him. He's
the
Howard.
Jerk. Well, he's the jerk lawyer.
And then it's Saved by the Bell. I'm like, I'm racking my brain. I'm going crazy, and I'm like, but you guys, I swear on everything that I love, this is the best radio I've ever listened to. Like, you guys are killing it.
You're making our heads.
I know, stop it.
They're going to pop here in a second, so just stop.
Go to our Facebook page.
I'm not even joking. You guys are freaking killing it, dude. And I'm supposed to be working, and I'm just sitting in the truck. The guy I work with, he has to go where he's going. He's to the pool, and I'm still in the truck. Like, oh, my God. So, yeah, you guys are killing it. This is the best radio I've ever heard in my life.
Like, thanks, pool boy.
You guys are great, man. I love you guys.
Appreciate
just stop.
You,
just stop. Just stop. Later. It. Later. Later.
That was an awesome interview.
It was.
I love getting to do that stuff because, like, you really see that, I don't know, just getting to talk to an actual person and they're doing all this cool stuff. I love his attitude. He's, I guess you would call him a jack of all trades
as it would
come to acting. Mm. He's been in so many things, never had a super prominent, like, you know, Robert Downey Jr. role or whatever. But this, it sounds like on Better Call Saul, that's what's starting to happen.
Yeah.
People are starting to be like, hey. But it's so cool to be able to interview people that have these nostalgic roles. Yeah. Like, my sisters, seriously, both of them are flipping out over the fact that it was Professor, like my Allison, yeah. both of my sisters are younger than me. Kimberly, I just realized how disconnected I am because she said send a snap, and I had no idea what that was about. And then I just realized that's a Snapchat, and I was like, oh, okay. But Allison is like flipping out, like I can't believe didn't he have a son? Isn't that how he met Kelly? Like she had to babysit his son.
That
oh my gosh,
hilarious.
That was so weird. You know, like it's crazy. It's so awesome.
It's funny how we get connected to these characters on TV and movies because you know we get engulfed in their lives and who they are and you know and then we make idiots out of ourselves when we actually see them in real life
right.
And I can't imagine what that's like to be you know an actor
right.
And getting the mail that they get
like
and,
when you walked up to what's his face and said Seth!
Yeah from the OC yeah.
You were so dumb
yep. Adam Brody he's a big deal and I saw him at the launch pad and I called him Seth, his character name on the OC.
Dude,
so wonderful.
I cannot wait for season 3 of Better Call Saul simply to have Jonathan Banks and now Patrick Fabian in studio because I want to meet these guys in real life. You know, we get a chance to talk to them on the phone and they just seem like really incredible dudes. And I'm glad that he's doing so well with Better Call Saul because he's had a few stints. He was in an 8-episode run of Veronica Mars.
Mm.
He played a professor on that. He was in a few shows where he had big stint. Big Love. He was in for 10 episodes.
Dude. Yeah.
He was a big character.
The thing is, he's got like consistent work.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is like a real job. You know, like you just assume big time Hollywood stars, they don't do anything. They film one movie a year, maybe two, blah, blah, blah. He's working hard.
He really is.
They're raising money to make that movie about the Uber driver, which I think is fascinating. Because
he did a Kickstarter
That job is totally a representation of our time.
Yeah.
Everything is open source. That's open source taxi driving. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's totally representative of now. Mm-hmm. It's cool that they're making a movie about it.
Yeah,
that
absolutely.
Cool, dude. We're done today, everyone.
In the books.
That's right. If you missed any of the show, like we said, hit that podcast, Morning Invasion on iTunes, Google Play, or star88.fm. Go to our website. Podcast will be up in just a little bit. Big Friday show tomorrow. Of course.
The one, the only.
Thor will be on the show tomorrow.
Oh, man.
Chris Hemsworth.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow morning. Tune in. It'll be a great show. Teo, Steve-O.
Teo.
We're out of here. Have a great day.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
Right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.
Hey, this is Dex from the Morning Invasion. Do you love hearing Steve-O every morning?
It's a Morning Invasion. Coming straight to your Asians? Stop it. He made it racist.
Or maybe you like that southern boy from Mississippi, Mateo.
It's the Morning Invasion. Adjusted for inflation, I'd like to rap into you, but I'm comfy in my station.
With growing numbers each week, you could use this time to tell our listeners about your business or product. Get in touch with us by sending an email to radio@star88.fm.